Welcome, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program, coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox studio right here in Cameron, Texas. Let Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and most energy-efficient units you can buy. So give them a call, Cox's Heating and AC, at 254-697-4252. We're coming to you from the studios of 105.1 FM The Ranch, also simulcasting at KRXT 98.5 FM out of Rockdale. Check us out live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. If you want to be part of the show, give me a call here in the studio at 254-697-6633. And don't forget, all of our programming is put into podcast form. You can check it out at Spotify, Apple, and Podbean. Getting close to blowing out that 8,000 mark of downloads, so add to it. I want to thank all the sponsors and all the people who donate privately. Couldn't do it without you. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like us on Facebook. The whole works. Okay? Now, I was supposed to have Janisha Duren here, co-owner of Cloud 9 Coffee. She's running a real tight schedule. So as soon as she comes in, we'll get her on the air. She's going to give a sample cup to Shelby so she can savor over and talk about it. In the studio, I got a house full. Still got more to come. But to my left, the wingman, the Colonel, Rayford Brown. Colonel, how are you doing this morning?
Fantastic. Better than last week.
Well, that's up to you if you want to mention it, but we're glad you're back here. My special guest host today, Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. She is a liaison for you. You and the IRS, she works with you to help you stay out of trouble. Christine, morning.
Thank you, Matt. Good to be here. I have a great story about going to bat for one of my clients with the IRS and a win.
Woo! It's always good to hear about a win. To the right of her, Melinda Paliza, owner of The Edge Barbershop in Belton or Temple. Take your pick, right?
Yes.
You got three addresses, right, Melinda?
We got two cities and a couple address and a couple zip codes.
Okay, I've been telling everybody about you. Yes. And the setup you got there, it's pretty cool. To her right, Judge Andy Isaacs.
Well, it's great to be here.
Good to see you.
Good to be here.
It's always a pleasure.
God's got a word, so.
My board operator, Shelby Meyer. Shelby, say hi.
Hi, Shelby.
I got Will in the background there. Good-looking Marine. He's going to cover my six here, so if anything happens, I feel protected. Okay, we're going to have a great show. I've got Luis Hernandez coming in as well from Aquaworks Rain Gutters. It's just going to be a wild show, so check it out. Watch it. Make commentary. The whole works. Let me set the table real quick. We're going to be doing devotional. Oh, here's a special add-on. I spoke to and got permission from Harvest House Publishers to read some chapters out of Tony Evans' book, Motivational Prayers for Men. I'm going to do 15 of those in the course of the weeks. Today will be the first one. So we'll be doing devotional. And this is for men. I want special prayer out there for men. We need leaders, and men should be the leaders. Special announcement, true stories coming at 11:30, word of the day in a moment, quote of the day in a moment. Judge Isaacs will be doing our revival prayer. If we're lucky and Katie is available at the bottom of the hour, we'll be doing our scratch and sniff section of the program for Miles Place in Harker Heights. The Colonel, hey Colonel, give us a teaser on the constitutional segment.
All right, we're going to be talking about the early government in the United States, and we're going to compare and contrast Jamestown and Plymouth.
Very
so,
good, very good.
Different.
And at 10 o'clock approximately, Christine will be telling us about the win she has with one of her clients. That'll be great. Let's go to the word of the day. The word of the day comes from the headline of a story, the body of a story, or the conversation of a story. And if you could put the word of the day into a sentence, give me a call here at 254-697-6633. And the Colonel likes the word in your sentence. We'll get you something. I'm sure Shelby's got some lunch around here for something. Ma's Place.
All kinds of stuff.
We're good. The word of the day is, I brought it down to its root, predict. Predict. It's a verb. Definition. Say or estimate that a specific thing, a specified thing, will happen in the future or will be a consequence of something. Predict. It comes from this headline. Alex Jones makes a series of terrifying predictions coming to the West. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you may hear Alex Jones and you may think nutcase. Let me tell you, I've been following this guy for years, and he's got a pretty good track record. Yes, he gets out there and he goes out there, but I'm not going to let that stop me from him finding some interesting news that I can back up through source material. So when I read this article or parts of it, I concur, I think, on almost all of it in this particular article. So the word of the day is predict. Give me a call, put it into a sentence. Colonel, what's your quote?
quote. I've got two versions of the same quote by different authors, so let's make it twice as easy. Those who cannot remember the fast are condemned to repeat it. That's one version. And then those that fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it. A little nuance and differences, but if you can give me either one of the authors.
Very good. Help me on this. Vivek Ramaswamy. Is that how you say it?
Vivek.
Vivek.
As in cake.
Ramaswamy. That guy. Okay. Yeah. Stuns Nikki Haley. Steals show in the fourth GOP presidential debate. If we have time, we'll talk about it. Dana White, president of, I think, Ultimate Fighting. Is that him? Backs Elon Musk. Tells woke sponsors to go F off. I love it. I think it's great. I think it's beautiful. I tell people who I am on this show. All the people who sponsor me on this show, they know who I am, they know what I do, they know what I think, and they support me 100%. If I get somebody to say, I'll support you, but you got to do this, I'm going to say later, or I want to say what Elon said. AOC falsely claims all underage women will have genital examinations if men barred from women's sports.
Well, what? If you go to Islam, they check to see if they're virgins. So that's a little different. But we could do chromosomal checks from the blood when they're born.
Nobody knows what's in this article. But would you not agree that the headline makes you scratch your head? That's why the awkward pause, right?
I mean...
Gavin Newsom.
So many things wrong.
Here we go.
That.
You ready for this? Gavin Newsom, California, Governor of California. Toy retailers must have gender-neutral sections... or face fines.
What is a gender neutral toy? Please tell me what
that
is.
Like a doll that's not a boy or a girl. Like a Ken or a Barbie. It has to be a both.
A both.
It has to be a Caleb.
I mean, isn't it like Tiffany Taylor? You can be a blonde or a brunette. This one is you can flip the head. You're a guy.
No.
First off, we mess up toys by taking all the toy guns away. What's the stupidest thing I've ever seen?
That's a good idea.
I got lots of cap guns.
A boy when you flip the side or it turns to a girl or a boy or a girl.
Wouldn't that be, I mean, that would be funny. It's not a good idea, but a little thing on the side.
It wouldn't even be funny.
There's lots of good ideas that should never come to fruition.
Right. Yeah. Those are good when you're having a drink, having a good time, and then it goes away.
Is that kind of like, be careful what you ask for, you might get it?
You're right.
No, it's called more like, it's kind of like, hold my beer.
In my world, it's hold my whiskey.
Yeah. Faith leaders pray over Trump in Iowa, which is great, saw that. Trump says, I won't be a dictator if reelected, other than one day.
The first day.
And it's going to be secure the borders and drill, baby, drill. Biden says to his supporters, if Trump wasn't running, I'm not sure I'd be running. What does that mean? What does that say?
It says volumes, right?
Yes.
I don't know that he's running.
Well, he's not running.
I don't know that he's running.
He doesn't know that he's not running.
He doesn't even know that he's president half the time.
Republicans... This is troubling, and Colonel, I mentioned this to you. Republicans have duty to launch Biden impeachment inquiry, says House Speaker Johnson. Before, he said there's no evidence to start an impeachment.
Yeah, there's not evidence to support it. That's kind of like the censure of Dade Phelan in the Texas by the Republican Party. They said that they didn't have any evidence to support that.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your host speaking. This is my commentary. But everything about COVID-19... was Bravo Sierra, okay? Bravo Sierra. They're bringing it back again because we're coming up to an election. Here we go again. CDC director tells public to take COVID vaccines, social distance, and wear masks. You can take, I got three fingers up. Read between the lines. Brazil to mandate COVID shots for children as young as 6 months.
No.
Study looks to inoculate against climate disinformation. I guess the truth is getting out there too much. Mm-hmm. Biden climate czar, John Kerry, vows to shut down coal plants in U.S. to fight global warming. Colonel, make your comment on that one.
Well, if you want to know the truth, CO2 is 4% of greenhouse gases. Water vapor is 96% of greenhouse gases. I'll leave the rest of that study to you.
Okay, let me finish this up before the first break. Where did I leave off? I already did that, didn't I? No, here we go. Trump blasts Kerry's climate activism for destroying our country. He's got to be stopped. This is hilarious. Notorious mobster stunned by latest Hunter Biden allegations. It's mind-blowing. In other words, that guy should have been locked up and the key thrown away.
He embarrasses me.
All right, pay attention to this. More young Americans doomsday prepping for 2020 election. System, quote, not as stable as we assumed. You're just figuring that out, huh? And this one is irritating. Burglar shot by a homeowner during home invasion. One dies, and police apprehend the homeowner.
Where is that at?
Where was that at?
State.
I can't remember the state.
California.
I got the article. I got the article. Okay. Shelby, am I done with time?
No.
How much time I got?
You got about 40 seconds.
40 seconds. Let me do this first announcement. I have a home and self-defense training seminar on January 27th. This one is for moderate to experienced shooters. It will cover mindset and philosophy, gun safety and handling, which is never a redundant item to do, point shooting, round robin malfunction drills, room clearing, quick reloads, move and shoot, and so much more. So if you're interested, go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the High Cap Adventure page, or give me an email at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com, and I'll communicate with you. We're going to take a break. Be back in 3 minutes. See you on the other side.
Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
You wanted was to be left alone, but the robber had other plans and you were forced to fire. Who do you call? What do you say? Will you be arrested? Will you be sued? Don't worry about the legal system. For just $12.50 per month, members have access to a 24-hour legal hotline to assist you in the immediate aftermath of a self-defense gun use. Don't let the bad guys ruin your life. Go to selfdefensefund.com and join today.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milan Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
A duo that's perfect together. That's Cox's Heating and AC and Lennox. Cox's Heating and AC is your local Lennox dealer, and we're committed to making your family's home comfort our top priority. With a wide assortment of Lennox products to offer, Cox's Heating and AC will ensure your home's air is perfect for your family. Call us today at 254-697-4252 to learn more about how you can experience expert service and care offered by Cox's Heating and AC. Dealer license number TACLB009432E. Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Cabin Lunch Radio program. Give us a call, 254-697-6633. Look, this is a tight segment, so we're going to move right to it. I got Judge Andy Isaacs, who I've asked a long time ago to do a revival prayer for the nation, and that's what he does in this segment, as well as telling us about Morningstar Ranch.
You know, last weekend I wasn't on. I just called in and had a good time. And I was at a horse show, at a trail horse competition show, and me and Skip got four first. We were four blue ribbons. And that didn't happen overnight. It took 15 years of training, 15 years of preparing. Is your life prepared? Are you prepared in your life? Are you prepared in your heart? Are you prepared in your mind?
The more prepared I get, the more unprepared I realize.
That's
I
right, you are. That's right. And in my situation, we did well, not because of me, but because Skip. Because my horse is really well trained. Because I've had other people ride him, and they're like blown away. But it's not me, it's him. He's learned, and then if we make a mistake, it's usually me. And that's the way it is. God's got us prepared. He's got us in the right direction. He's got us going. And if we mess up, it's usually us. It's usually us that messes it up. We've got to stay focused on staying direct with, in line with Him, have our direct connection with Him. Matt puts out a really good devotion every morning, and it's great. It helps me get my lined up in the morning sometimes. My brain is going everywhere, but if I stay in the Word, I get lined up. And everything becomes clear, and everything becomes evident. Everything becomes right. When Skip and I were riding, and the deal we were doing is you do obstacles, but you do them at speed. So everything's a lot faster. So you have to be technically correct. In life, we need to be technically correct. We're going to mess up. There's no doubt. We messed up the other day. But we also had the highest scores of the whole weekend. So God's got a plan for you and a purpose. He's not going to leave you hanging, and He's not going to leave you by yourself. Yeah, we're going to go through tough times because weak Christians don't make strong soldiers. And if we're going to be a soldier for God, we got to be strong. So we need to be ready. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, thank you so much for what you do. Lord, keep us prepared and keep us ready. Keep us ever on the edge so that we're ready to go. Lord, we know if you read the paper, listen to the radio, watch TV, things are a mess. The amount of untruth, I think they call that lying in the South, is almost incredible. Lord, I just keep us lined up. Lord, we need you so badly. Just help us to know in our minds and feel in our hearts what you want for us. Lord, we have such a heart problem, and I'm not talking about the one that's thumping in our chest. I'm talking about the one that's the leader of us. Lord, just help us to get that heart right. For in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. MSRMinistries.org is a website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. 512-455-2552 is the phone number. Give us a call. Now, this is the end of the year, so some people out there's probably very few, they need a tax write-off before the end of the year. So go to our website. There's a giving button in the top left-hand corner, and take care of that. We are a 501c3 ministry, and our administrative cost is about 1%. We don't spend any money on – everybody's a volunteer, and we have no paid employees. So.
It's a fantastic situation they've got going on there at Morningstar, so check it out. Help them out. All right, I want to thank McGuire Tire, Casey and the gang, for supporting this segment of the program. I've been dealing with Casey for 20-plus years when it comes to tires and a whole bunch more. He can square you away, just like he squared me away. He's got two locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114. In Belton, it's 254-939-1357. Or simpler yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. Tell him you heard it here. And support the sponsors who support the program. I do devotionals Monday through Friday. I've been doing it for a long time to a long list of people. I've been blessed to have the opportunity to do it here on the radio as well. Today is no different. And I believe this one is, if you're on my devotional list, yesterday's. It reads, "Good morning. I don't feel like it. I'm too tired. I don't want to write. My mind is preoccupied. Dang, I'm not worthy to write. The above-mentioned whines go through my head from time to time when it comes to writing these devotionals. There is one specific verse in the Bible that totally casts away those notions, and here it is. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it.
Woo! That's powerful.
I close. It's not about me or you, it's about him. If you have a moment, remember that God will make lemonade out of lemons. Just do it. God will do the rest. I hope this made sense. Oh, wait. It will, because it shall not return empty. See what I did there? Ha ha. All right. We plant the seeds, sprinkle a little bit of water on it, let the good Lord do the growing, share it with who you want. Don't cram it down anybody's throat. Now, I want to do this segment here. I want to thank the Harvest House publishers for giving me permission to read some of Tony Evans' prayers for men. And I was reading through this, and I said, you know, we have a lack of men leadership out there. And so we're going to pray about it. So ladies, when you're hearing this prayer, pray along with it. Men, now's the time. So I'm going to read this one here. I'll tell you what, Shelby, show that book. I've got to show the book in the Facebook camera there.
And
Tony Evans, the author.
Are you going to tell us to suck it up, Buttercup?
I met him years ago when we lived in Duncanville. Nice guy.
I met him, too. And the reason I connect with Tony is, look, I'm from New York. I'm from the street, okay? This guy, when he talks, you know what I'm saying? He kind of, like, connects into you. He penetrates that baloney. He gets right down to the brass tacks of things. And so when he's talking, I'm listening. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Now let me hear you do that in Texan.
All right, here we go. A prayer for assessing the power, accessing the power of God. Assessing the power of God. Did I say that right? Yeah. Here we go. Lord, I ask for the wisdom to make decisions about the best way to move forward in my personal life, family life, and my work. Give me the courage and strength to go against the grain when it's the right thing to do. May I be willing to take a stand when the odds don't appear to be in my favor, and yet I know it is you calling me and prodding me in a specific direction. Help me not to succumb to the devil's attempts to discourage me. Help me to rely on you in those times. Give strength to the weary. And Lord, sometimes I do feel worn out. I do feel weak. I do get tired to the point of wanting to give up or throw in the towel. That's when I need the extra strength you promised to those who look to you in a spirit of humility and dependence. Like Isaiah 40 says, you renew those who wait on you and give them wings like eagles. When I want to quit, give me the resolve not to go or not to. Help me learn the art of relying on you so that I don't carry the burdens of life on my own. I am looking to you for your power and provision. You alone are my strength. If I'm going to make it in this life, wrought with ongoing challenges, busy schedules, and unrelenting demands, it will only be because you enabled me to do so. Lord, I thank you for all that is mine through you. By faith, I believe that you are providing what I need for each moment, each hour, and each day. In Christ, amen. And he makes a comment. Do you want to see God's power operating on your behalf? Become a man of integrity who refuses to make excuses. So there you go. First chapter of 15 that I'll be reading once a week. I hope it affected you like it affects me. All right. Now, normally, I'm at the end of the segment at this time, but I'm not. So, Colonel, why don't you reiterate your quotes, and then we'll talk about this terrifying article here.
Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it, and those that fail to learn from the history are doomed to repeat it. If you know who said either one of those two quotes or wrote them, we're on.
All right, give me a call, 254-697-6633. Shelby, how much time I got?
3 minutes.
3 minutes, okay. Alex Jones makes a series of terrifying predictions coming to the West. I'm going to read the first three paragraphs because that's probably about all I'll have time for. They, the powers that be, have given us a roadmap. They tell us where they want to take us. Alex Jones told Tucker Carlson in episode 46 of Tucker on X, end quote, and so when the public wakes up, we push back on some of it, but they always come back. He's referencing the PNAC, the Project of the New American Century document, which existed before 9/11. The authors of the document describe, quote here, we really need big terror attacks. We really need a Pearl Harbor event to get Americans to give up their rights. Jones then relented to the terror attacks in Israel. Quote, take what just happened in Israel. Totally tragic. My heart goes out to all who have been killed or lost loved ones who have been injured. But there's no way that one of the best intelligence agencies in the world didn't know that was coming. And I totally concur. That was me speaking. The massive buildup of 5,000 missiles, the paragliding attacks, all of that. And so there was clearly a stand down there. And now that the West will take more of the people's rights, Israel will be able to crack down and take more of the people's rights, so on and so forth. You got sleeper cells, clamped down on ordinary citizens, and the article is very good. I concur, like I said, with most of it, because I've been doing this stuff for a long time, and I've got all the data points in my brain, and I can always reference them if I have to. For you listening for the first time thinking I'm a nutcase or Alex Jones is a nutcase, Alex Jones is a loudmouth who knows what he's talking about most of the time. Me, what? I mean, I'm just a loudmouth?
Loudmouth.
Set myself up for that one. Yeah. I'm telling you, though, it's people like this. If you look at the headlines from alternative media, and you get lamestream media articles, and you put the two together, you're going to see varying differences of sway. All these articles that I read have to have, must have, before I read on air, they must have notes. Help me, Colonel. What do you call it? No. Sources. Sources from where they're coming from. I check out the sources, and when I feel comfortable, I'll put it out. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on High Cap Adventures.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop, we're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
Welcome to the Little River Event Center, located in Cameron, Texas, on a privately owned working cattle ranch nestled alongside the running waters of Little River and Sandy Creek. This venue is home to all it takes to have an amazing event. Their warm, rustic, elegant vibe is sure to make your next celebration everything that you dreamed it ever would be. Call to set an appointment at 512-965-0477 or go to littleriverevent center.com. Call 512-965-0477 or go to littleriverevent center.com.
everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program, coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox Studio right here in Cameron, Texas. Let Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and most energy-efficient units you can buy. So give them a call, Cox's Heating and AC, at 254-697-4252. Guess who's in the studio?
Janisha?
Man, you're good. Janisha. Janisha, come over here in the camera. Here's your mic and all that kind of stuff. We had Janisha coming in every Saturday. She's got a special event going on. So why don't you tell us about that, who you are, what you do.
Okay. My name is Janisha. I'm one of the owners of Cloud9 Coffee. Today, you won't find us in our normal location. We had a couple of people actually show up this morning looking. They were like, hey, y'all weren't there. Where were you? And they showed up at the we're at the Cowboy Church today for their Christmas festival. There's a ton of vendors. You know, it's just really good people, fun times. I suggest everybody comes out there. It's from 9 to 2 today. But yeah, we're not going to be in our normal location. I'm sorry to the people who came this morning and we weren't there. But if you follow us on social media, Instagram and Facebook, you'll always know where we are. We always let everybody know ahead of time if we're going to be moving. So we will be back tomorrow, bright and early.
Sounds good.
All right.
We love what you do. Great service, and people just love it as well. And she's very multi-talented. We can talk to you later sometime about all the different things that you build and create.
For the new ones that just heard you, where is back? You'll be back.
Yes.
Back
so,
where?
We're located between Bradley Plumbing and the police station in Cameron. And we are in the Little Blue Coffee Trailer. Little Blue Trailer. Big flavor. Yeah. You can find us right off the highway.
Perfect. Very good. All right, Janisha, it's great to have you in. Colonel, why don't you go ahead and take it, buddy?
All right. We're going to talk about Jamestown and the Plymouth colonies and try to set up the early settlements in America. Why was America discovered in the first place? What prompted Columbus to sail west from Spain, trying to go east? So Columbus was a missionary at heart, and in order to support his missionary habit, he got the Spanish that needed a route to the East Indies, or they called it, or to China, by going west instead of going all the way around Africa and getting there. So he got them to fund his research to sail across the Atlantic. Now, after Columbus, there was an English minister, Richard Hakluyt, and he had a vision. He preached for decades before he actually was able to implement it in 1607 and 1609. He said, quote, "We shall, by planting in America, enlarge the glory of the gospel, and from England plant sincere religion and provide a safe and sure place to receive people from all parts of the world that are forced to flee for the truth of God's word," end quote. Now, there were persecuted believers all over Europe, England, Netherlands, Germany, France, Austria, Portugal, and they were multiple Protestant branches. They were Quakers, Anabaptists, Mennonites, Moravians, Dunkers, Huguenots, Lutherans, and there was also some Jews that had been persecuted in Portugal. Now, the first permanent settlement in the New World was 1607 in the James River, and the Jamestown, Virginia colony were named in honor of King James I in England. Now, this is significant because remember that the king can do no wrong, and in England, the king owns everything. All right, 1610, Governor Gates, Jamestown, issued laws urging colonists to live according to God's commands. In 1619, the first elected representatives formed the first elected body, government body in the New World. Now let's switch now to the Plymouth colonies and around 1620. Now, the Mayflower was delayed leaving and was overloaded when its partnership leaked or was sabotaged and had to return to England. And then when it did finally launch for the New World, it was late September, and the stormy fall weather drove it hundreds of miles north of its destination in northern Virginia, so that it landed in Cape Cod, Massachusetts now. All right. The ship was delayed, overloaded, stormy weather. The pilgrims traveled with their Geneva Bibles, first published in 1560. Uniquely, this included marginal notes about the corrupt European civil and church leaders. The pilgrims believed very firmly in the separation of state and church leadership. They had seen the evils of the combination of these throughout Europe. Anyone who denied Queen Elizabeth ecclesiastical supremacy was treated like a J6er in the United States, locked up without bail. Eventually, they shook off this yoke and the anti-Christian bondage and left Europe to Holland, and then later, when they were afraid for what was happening to their youth and being raised in Holland, to Plymouth. Now, the most important thing the pilgrims brought to America were the Bible-based principles they had learned that became the seeds of the greatest and freest nation the world has ever known. The Mayflower Compact. Now, they knew they were being blown well north of course. They were navigating. The navigator, they knew where they were headed. It's just that they couldn't change it because they were wind-powered. And the storms, so they were necessitated by being driven so far north that they had to have their own form of government. They would not be under the king if they had gone to the Virginia colony. So they got together in the cabin of the Mayflower and wrote up the Mayflower Compact. And the Mayflower Compact, we will look at in just a moment.
You could say that was a divine moment.
It could be. This whole thing, there are so many divine moments throughout the entire process that it's hard to think anything otherwise. And let's take a quick look at the introduction of the Mayflower Compact. It says, quote, having undertaken for the glory of God and advancement of the Christian faith and the honor of our king and country, a voyage to plant the first colony in northern parts of Virginia, do by these presents, that is, by this legal document and charter, solemnly and mutually, in the presence of God and of one another, covenant and combine ourselves together into a civil body politic, end quote. Now, I'm reading from a fantastic book by the Bartons, The American Story, The Beginnings, and I highly recommend this book to you. It's available on wallbuilders.com. And go to their bookstore, and it's full of authentic history. The back quarter of the book is endnotes. They didn't call them footnotes; they called them endnotes. And these quote off of original text, handwritten letters, handwritten notes in the margins of some of the first books. And remember, these books were very expensive because. And back in this period, the printing press had just movable type hadn't been invented yet, and they were still done by scribed plates and things. Books were extremely expensive. So to have somebody to have their book and put their personal notes and whether they concurred with the author or not was in there. So all of these books, the back quarter of this is endnotes. Now, some of you have probably heard of a book called The Godless Constitution, written by a couple of back east professors who only quote each other. There is not a single footnote in their book. So this will give you a little bit. The Plymouth Colony is extremely important in the way the government of the United States eventually is set up. All right, we have the Mayflower Compact. This later called the Mayflower Compact was a first governing document written in the New World, the very first one. Now, we had the first in the Jamestown colonies, the first elected representatives, but they were using the laws from England. It put the pilgrims on a strong Christian constitutional base. By 1636, and you will have to get the book from Wall Builders to get the important part of this. Now, in 1636, By 1636, the Pilgrims had a comprehensive body of law written, the first written laws in the New World. Now, the Pilgrims firmly believed that the Bible should guide their everyday lives and their laws. The 1658 Book of Laws had a preface. Laws are so far good and wholesome as by how much they are derived from and agreeable to the ancient platform of God's laws. Mm-hmm. So this is how our country was established. And if you look at the Constitution of the United States, you will find that almost every line has a biblical citation with it. So we're working up here on a break, and we'll be transitioning here. The Pilgrims keep church leaders separate from state leaders, contrary to European habits. The Plymouth Colony literally changed the world. They introduced local self-government, free market, free enterprise, economic system, and racial equality.
All right, everybody, we'll take a three-minute break. Be back in 3-254-697-6633.
Propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Visit thektheater.com for information about movies, private rentals, concerts, and live theater. The K Theater in downtown Rockdale provides local access to entertainment and the arts. The K Theater Foundation is a nonprofit and survives due to the generosity of its donors and volunteers. Find us on Facebook at K Theater or online at thektheater.com for upcoming events. Located at 350 North Main Street, Rockdale, Texas, since 1947.
Award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number TACLB009432E.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
when I come onto this program, or all during the week, I think to myself, I've got 3 hours, one day a week, 3 hours. What am I going to say on the radio? I meditate on it, I take a shower, I'm just in there, the water's running down me, I'm thinking, Lord, what do we do? This one, today, as the Colonel's talking, it reminded me of what I was thinking, and that is, ladies and gentlemen, take the politics out of everything. Let's go down to the basics. Who are you? Are you an American? Were you born here? Because the Constitution hasn't changed. The Constitution is the same. It's being perverted by others, manipulating it, perverting it to make it say what it doesn't say. Take all the politics out of it. Go back to your roots. And then when you do that, look at everything that's happening to our nation. Do you want that to happen? Are you so small-minded of personal interest that you can't see the big picture?
They do the exact same thing to the Bible. I was listening to a woman. They were debate between them and a Christian scholar. And the thing she brought up, I'm like, oh, my goodness.
We are at a point in time in this nation. You must do something other than what you're doing already. You must. There's no debate anymore. Colonel, take it away.
All right. As you led into something, I need to preface this. What's happening in this country is a long-time effort by the Illuminati, which turned into the Marxist doctrine of communism. And the Illuminati, back before, they came out on May 1st. May 1st, May Day, 1776, before the Declaration of Independence, the Illuminati went public. And the Illuminati's goal was the destruction of the French government, the Catholic Church, and all morals. They were very into that stuff. So this is what led to the communists, and the communist movement in the United States, led by FDR in the 40s, was what they packed the court, and that's when they made these, suddenly found this wall between church and state, when the wall was actually between state and church. So let me move on now, but that's the reason why our laws are under attack, or our Christian heritage is under attack, because communists are atheists and believe all rights come from government and society, where the founding documents of the United States state that all these rights are given by God, and Amen. That governments are instituted among men to secure these rights. All right, let's go back and take this again. They introduced the local self-government, free market, free enterprise, racial equality, religious freedom, education for both male and female, and that is really new, and protection for the rights of individual religious conscience, and more. George Bancroft wrote, a historian, in The Cabin of the Mayflower, humanity recovered its rights and instituted government on the basis of equal laws for the general good. Now, before, everything was on the king of bloodline. Patriots, you will love this book by the Bartons. It's an exciting writing and interesting personal true stories. Ready? Pencils? Just kidding. Okay, it's wallbuilders.com. You can go back to the podcast and pull us back up again. Buy a dozen for the family and pass them out. All right, the early American governments, there were two different approaches and two different results, Jamestown and Plymouth. In Jamestown, the Virginia colony was a British company. It was paid for by the king and supplied by the king. The king, remember, can do no wrong. He owned the land and everything, and there was a caste system. The preachers and statesmen were the upper level, and then there was a layer of workers and peasants and stuff. And the general population, the elitists there, the leaders, didn't like working. They were accustomed to having lower castes work for them. And since the king owned everything and had claimed by the early explorers before the founding of Jamestown, had claimed the entire North American continent for the king. So they had no questions at Jamestown about who owned the land. They had no qualms at all. And the Indians, they treated like they dirt. They were their own slaves. So the British company, they traded trades, they knew few trades, and often the trades that the people knew, the way to work, to build things and stuff, had been assigned by the king and the king's workers. So production of everything also belonged to the king, and they were given what they needed. So they were socialist, elitist, and monarchical religion. Anglican, official state religion. Only preachers read the Bible, and the people were not that familiar with all the contents of the Bible. Their relations with the Indians were treacherous. There were many back and forth brutal attacks. I've covered the land ownership, that they thought the king owned everything and the Indians could just be pushed around or whatever. Food was provided by the king, or the Indians had been very gracious to the settlers early on and provided them with food, and the Jamestown colony had a great sense of entitlement and a hatred for work, so they pushed the Indians to keep donating more and more food to them, and the Indians rebelled and broke off contact. And of the 490, get this, of the 490 original settlers in Jamestown, all but 60 starved to death in the winter of 1609. That is a really, they cannibalism, digging up graves, killing their wives, eating the, it's just unbelievable. So this taste for working led to the acceptance of chattel slavery, let alone later on in this colony. Now, Plymouth, on the other hand, was Protestant refugees. These were the early workers and stuff. They were persecuted heavily in Europe for their beliefs. They were tradespeople. They were not the upper crust. They were the workers and new trades and hard work. The religion of the Protestants, except for the one group of Jews, they knew the Bible. They were Luther people. They had protested against the state religion. Every person was expected to be knowledgeable of the Bible's content. They understood the Bible's teaching. This was reflected in their relations with the Indians. Right? Now, they had been granted a lot of land, but they still bought the land off the Indians because they realized that the king, based on biblical principles, had no title to the land. Their worst war was over the Pilgrims teaching the Indians not to torture their enemy captives. And the chief didn't like taking away his fun. So that led to one of the major wars. Land ownership. Even though they had been granted these large tracts of land, the Pilgrims purchased their land at mutually agreed prices from the Indians. William Penn, Pennsylvania fame, was noted for having purchased some of the, actually, William Penn was the father of the Penn that came over and made these things, but had purchased some of the grant multiple times because the tribes had fought over the land and it had changed hands and there were multiple claims on it. So to be sure that he had clear title, he bought it from everybody.
Colonel, time's running out. Can you encapsulate and pull this all together for modern times as to how it can apply to us?
How what?
How it applies to us in modern times?
In modern times, all of our laws, or most nearly all of our laws, come out of the Plymouth colonies, and very little except slavery came out of Jamestown. And the Pilgrims were used to growing their own food and everything, and they worked with the Indians. The Indians helped them. They had a lot of cooperation, and they prospered. So after the Pilgrims originally were communal in that they voluntarily put all their output, and they found it didn't work, and they went to a private ownership of their plots, family plots for land, and kept their own produce, and it increased 7 times.
Can't you apply that to how they were giving out all this money to everybody, not doing any work, making any products, and it comes to a total failure?
And that's what causes inflation. Money is only worth what you trade for it. And if you get it for doing nothing, there's nothing to buy with it because you're supposed to produce something for the money that you get.
All right, Colonel.
I'm Rayford, and I love this country.
Amen.
Amen to that. Now, look, I just got to put out an announcement here. Katie got swamped from Ma's Place. Her special's this weekend, and I think today they close at 3, so get there early. Buffalo wings with 2 sides, super salad, roast beef, 2 sides, super salad, and our New York strip steak with 2 sides, super salad. So there you go. It's 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard, Harker Heights, Katie Abal's place. If you go there, the food's great, serving's great, price is great, atmosphere is great. If you can't remember, go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, and you'll see all the links there. Click on the Moz Place link, and it'll take you to the menu. The whole works. So check it out. Have a good lunch today.
Christmas card.
The judge, Andy Isaacs, is leaving. Before we go off air here for a commercial, say goodbye to everybody.
You know, what the Colonel was just saying is so apropos. One of the things we teach kids that if you work, there's a lot more than just the money you're making that you're getting from that. There's a satisfaction of doing a good job. Mm-hmm. And I've seen it over and over where that
pride.
Satisfaction and the pride of doing a good job changes people. So, God bless you. See you next week.
Take care. All right, we're fixing to take a break. When we come back at the top of the hour, I've got Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS, doing dollars and cents. She's a liaison with you, between the IRS and you. And she can help you out with a lot of tax issues. She also has a great book. It's called How to Avoid Trouble with the IRS, 10 Best Tax Tips. And there it is on the screen. If you're at Facebook, go to aaronsgunshop.com, Facebook, and you can check us out. We're going to take a break. Be back at 3. See you on the other side.
Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about McGuire Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114 or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, McGuireTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cab Adventure Radio Program, coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox Studio right here in Cameron, Texas. The Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and most energy-efficient units you can buy. Call Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252. Don't forget, we're simulcasting right here at 105.1 FM The Ranch, also KRX T98.5 FM. Check us out live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Give us a call into the studio. 254-69. You know, you need to be a marathon runner to do all this. Give me a call here. 254-697-6633. All programming put into podcast form. Check it out at Spotify, Apple, Podbean. And again, thank you to all my sponsors and private donators. Is that how you say it?
Contributors.
Contributors. Thank you very much. Couldn't do it without you. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like me on Facebook, Instagram, the whole works. Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. She walked into the studio, what, 2 years ago?
About 2 years
and
ago.
And I knew she was an expert in her field. I said, you need to have a spot on the show. And here she is.
And I couldn't say no.
Welcome.
Thank you, Matt. So this is Dollars and Cents with Christine. I am Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. And if you have any kind of money issues, personal or your small business, you got cash flow problems, or you've received one of those dreaded IRS letters in the mail, I'm your first line of defense with the IRS. You can call me at 737-234-0196. But before I go any further, I want to give a shout out to George at the Liquor Depot here in Cameron. George, oh my gosh.
One of our sponsors.
Yes, it is. It's amazing. So I had this last year. I'm going to give it to Shelby. Yeah. The original Cowrec Double Espresso Coffee Cream. You need to stop by the Liquor Depot and get a bottle or two of this. It's sort of like Bailey's, but with a hit of espresso in it.
It's coffee, Bailey's.
If you like coffee, if you like Bailey's, you got to get this stuff. We like to sample our products that our sponsors bring to us. So
Now the cops are gonna be waiting outside.
I know. So it's really good. The Liquor Depot has many, many things for you for Christmas gifts. There's lots of parties coming up. Go down. This is less than $20 and it'd make a great gift. I'm going to get a bottle or two on my way home after the radio show today. So check out the Liquor Depot.
Liquor Depot. It's in the Milan Plaza between Brookshire Brothers is the big one, but it's right next to CVS.
Yeah.
No.
No,
it's between
CVS and...
It says the Liquor Depot.
Hold up. It's the Milan Plaza between Brookshire Brothers and another one of my sponsors, Lane Mills, Cameron Fitness.
That's right.
So that mall is just action-packed.
It's the place to be. So, yeah, check out the Liquor Depot. I want to say real quick, Liquor Depot. My book is on sale currently. I'm going to give that to Shelby. And it's on sale on Amazon. I knocked the price down. It's not quite half price, but it's $7.99 on Amazon right now. So if you want to go get a copy of this, How to Avoid Trouble with the IRS, the 10 Best Tax Tips for the Self-Employed Gig Worker, and indie contractor.
Now, for people like me, there are a couple graphs. It's not pictures, but it's graphs. It's good enough. It'll keep you going.
It's written in plain English. It is not written in IRS jargon. I've got some great stories in there and some basics. This is the basic, simple stuff you need to do if you are a business owner. If you're just starting out, if you want to sell widgets out of your garage, this is the book for you. And it's amazing good stuff. So I want to jump into some great IRS news. How often do we have great news coming out of the IRS?
Never.
Thank you. A dramatic pause. That was a dramatic pause. Thank you.
Squirrel cage.
Wait a minute.
So what has happened again this year, the second year in the row, the IRS has suspended temporarily the need to get and report Form 1099-K, which is for anyone that uses Venmo, PayPal, Stripe, any of these payment systems. So you still have the reporting requirement if you make $400 or more and as a self-employed individual, but the Form 1099-K itself, it is not being sent out necessarily. It's not a requirement to be sent out to all the many business owners, and you don't have to have the form to report the information. So there's another 1 year reprieve. This is really great news. The IRS estimated it was going to be receiving 40 million copies of Form 1099-K at the IRS. I know it's a lot of paperwork.
How many people does that take to do that? Seriously.
Thousands. I mean, it's amazing. Yeah. So anyway, they've
they withheld on the rule one more year. You still have the reporting requirement, even if you don't get the form. That's the key thing to remember. But the form is required if you have $200,000 in transactions and $200,000 in sales and 20,000 transactions. Then the form is supposed to go out to you, and you have. You'll put that on your tax return. So again, it's a great deal for all of us that are self-employed. I use Stripe. People Venmo me also. So I report the income, but I don't have to wait for the form.
Let me make an interruption real quick. Bill, Ditch Doctor, I know you're listening. I think you're even watching. Give us a call, man. Give us a call.
Yes, give us a call, Bill. So a great story also out of the IRS for me personally. I took appeals to the wood shop earlier this week, or the woodshed, I guess. Woodshed. Woodshed, yeah. Thank you, yeah. I'm enjoying Calrec double espresso coffee cream. So I have a client, real quick. I have a client. I negotiated a deal back in July for an installment agreement. They have to send the IRS $1,000 every month. Generally, it takes about 30 to 60 days for the IRS to actually input the paperwork to make the installment agreement roll forward, automatic.
I see a problem already.
Well, yes, what's the problem?
Problem is a person thinks they paid, but they didn't pay, didn't get registered, didn't charge interest.
Yes, exactly.
Do I know these people or do I?
Yes, you do. So it is incumbent upon me as their representative, I have power of attorney for them, to make sure that payment gets into the system. They have to make it, but I'm tracking it. So I'm downloading transcripts once a month, looking at all this. By October, I expected this to be happening automatically. It wasn't. So I call the appeals officer and I say, hey, what's the deal? Why isn't this going on? She goes, oh, we're so sorry. They're behind schedule inputting these forms, the installment agreement form. It's very simple. It's you get into the taxpayer's account with their social. You put in a few command codes. That's the IRS lingo. You put in their bank account information. You set it up. Zip, boom, bang, this thing goes. They haven't done it. So it's October. November rolls around. Still no automatic draft out of their account. I'm getting frustrated. My client's getting frustrated. December 2nd, which was Monday. Still no transaction. Actually, December 4th was Monday. Still no automatic transaction happening. So I'm on the phone with appeals. I'm on the phone with the stakeholder liaison for Area 4, which is part of Texas. I'm sending a form 911 to the Taxpayer Advocate Service. We got to light a fire into these people. This should be automatically happening because every month the taxpayer is trying to decide, my client, should I send $1,000 or is the IRS going to draft $1,000? Do I want $2,000 going out of my account or just $1,000? Mm-hmm. So they're up in the air. It's been 5 months. So I get on the phone, leave a couple of voicemails. Long story short, I had appeals call me back. And how rare is appeals calling me back? Not very often. Good news. Oh, we're so sorry. We figured out what happened. The technician that had been assigned the installment agreement input was gone. They've been away.
For five months.
I don't know for how long.
That job.
But they got on it. A manager assigned it to somebody else. She was calling me back to say, hey, it's been input. Your client should now see the automatic draft happening in February. So otherwise, it just would have kept languishing.
Did you charge anything?
No, because okay. I'm making sure the payment's going in. I'm on top of it. But all that to say, these are the things I can do for you if you're having trouble with the IRS.
You know, Christine, I'm an idiot when it comes to your topic of expertise, but what you do is the same concept that I do in my field.
Yes.
I speak
IRS.
No, you're not a slab sidewalk. You're a crack in the sidewalk.
Okay,
and I always use this analogy. General knowledge are the slabs.
Okay.
It's all the good stuff in the cracks, the dirt in the cracks.
The little dandelion, that tenacious little root of a dandelion bursting through. That's me. I'm your tenacious little dandelion. So it's always nice to share wonderful IRS stories. Now, I want to move on to some, how much time do we have here?
We have 2 minutes.
Okay, I'm going to switch gears here really fast. I want to talk about a client of mine. She's a financial coaching client. Every time I meet with someone to talk about their money, whether it's personal or business, we always talk about the need for an emergency fund. And for years, my kids heard me talk about, oh, you got to have an emergency fund for that water heater that's going to go. Well, her water heater didn't go, but the wheels on her vehicle did. She went in to get an oil change. The guy said, hey, you need four new wheels. It's going to be $750. And she and I are talking. I said, wow, that sounds kind of expensive. Go get a couple other, you know, quotes on that. Long story short, she went to another dealer. They looked at her tires. Two were good. Two were really bad. She needed to replace them and get some new windshield wipers. She had saved $500 all through the year as her emergency fund. Now, she's 22 years old.
Where does she live?
Alabama.
I was going to say, she could take a drive to Quick Wrench Automotive and still be cheaper.
Yes. So that might be a little bit out of her range. Okay. But she's in Alabama, and she is struggling through a lot of familial history of poverty and welfare, really trying to break out of that cycle. And she's putting herself through college. She's working full time. And for her to save $500 was a huge, huge deal. And so she's at the tire shop. They say, hey, it's going to be about, you know, $350, $375. And she says, no problem, because I've got $500. This is a huge, huge deal for her to be able to save that money.
Yeah, it's powerful.
It's very powerful. And her text message to me was, I'm so glad I have this emergency fund. You know, I have money to pay for the thing, and I can't wait to build it back up. So she's, it's really very empowering. Yes.
The book, The Richest Man from Babylon, one of the key things was it makes you feel fantastic when you have money.
Yes,
in your
money
purse.
In your pocket.
And back in the day, purse was the little wallet that was on the side. We're going to take a break. Be back with Christine in 3 minutes. See you on the other side.
Fuel your morning with vibes as strong as Cloud 9 Coffee. Locally owned and operated, our drive-thru is open daily. Try our signature flavors that can only be found at Cloud 9 Coffee, like the crowd favorite, the Sopapilla Latte. Don't have time to come to us? Don't worry, we got you. We deliver Monday through Friday anywhere within the city limits of Cameron. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for updates for our newest drinks. You can see our entire menu online at cloud9coffeetx.com. Cloud 9 Coffee, a little trailer with big flavor.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milan Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop, we're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA, using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850.
Are you looking for something fun to do? Then you need to check out the K Theater in Rockdale. For movies, for concerts, live theater, or talk to us about your private rental needs. Call or text Brian Beard for details at 512-470-4343. The K Theater, located at 350 North Main Street in downtown Rockdale. Or go to thektheater.com. Or find us on Facebook at K Theater.
Welcome back, everybody. Here is High Cabinet Radio Program. Back to your host. The number here, 254-697-6633. Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS, is my special guest host this week. She comes in every second Saturday of the month. And Christine, you always do a fantastic job. You want to continue on where you left off?
I do. Thank you, Matt. If you are just tuning in, you can reach me at 737-234-0196. If you have IRS problems, happy to help you out with that. Or even the state, if you are in a state where you file a personal income tax return. Not so much here in Texas because we don't have those, which is great.
Let me clarify that. So anybody who listens to us, no matter where they are in the country,
I can help anybody in any of the 50 states. So, and I do. I have clients all over the place. So in many different states. So I want to dive in here real quick about some year-end tax planning strategies since it is the end of the year. And the very first thing on my list is charitable contributions. You can take a deduction to a 501c3 nonprofit. And Andy, this is for you if you're listening. Oddly enough, I have in front of me Form 990EZ.
This is going to be great for people listening, for Andy, for the whole thing. You wrap it up really good.
Go ahead. It is the 990 form is what nonprofits are required to form, and this is all public information. It's not like I've gone in and snooped around and found this information and I'm spreading it. So Morningstar Ranch Ministries is in fact a 501c3 nonprofit. You can use a website called GuideStar. I have an account with GuideStar, but you don't have to have an account. You can go in and look up any nonprofit that you would like to make a contribution to. And I always recommend people do this to check specifically for the administrative expense of a nonprofit. If their expense is less than 10%, then you're on the right track in terms of, oh, they're using the money that I'm giving them for the thing they say they're going to do.
And technically, they got to use some of it to maintain themselves.
They do, yes. And that's allowed. I mean, you've got to have administrative expenses. And just because it's nonprofit doesn't mean people aren't getting paid. But some of nonprofits are 30% and 40%. For every dollar you contribute, 30 to 40 cents is not going to administration.
One of my favorite charities is the American Red Cross that has three directors, a Eastern director, a Western director, and an overall manager, and all three of them get $1 million apiece a year.
They don't
need my money.
Yes. So
I give to the Salvation Army because when I was in hurricane country, they were out passing food and drink at where I was, and all the Red Cross trucks were down by the satellite antennas giving coffee to the news people.
Oh, wow. That's pretty bad. So those are the things that you don't see on the 990 form. But here are some of the things I want to just say real quick that you do see on the 990. And there's a list of their income, not the income types necessarily, but their expenses. And the list of officers, directors, trustees, and key employees, and what they're getting paid. Their, quote, reportable compensation. And for Morningstar Ranch Ministries, there's a big, fat zero for compensation for each of the people listed on this form.
Wow, you see, so when Annie says it, he means it.
Mm-hmm. He means it. So the money is going to the ministry's needs. It's not getting pocketed by Andy and Rita Kay and other people involved. So another interesting thing you will find on the 990 is computation of public support percentage. Now, this form is like 9 or 10 pages long, so I cherry-picked a few forms. But the public support percentage for 2021, which is the most recent available form to look at, public support, that's you, me, everybody listening out there, 99.997% support comes from the public listening audience. So that's basically 100%. It is 100% funded by the people that are making, you know, $20 contributions or $2,500 contributions. So all of this to say, if you want to make a charitable contribution that could possibly be deducted on your tax return, Morningstar Ranch Ministries is a great place to send your money. So charitable contributions, a really big thing. Also, year end, we're talking about required minimum distributions. These are for all types of retirement accounts, 401ks, IRAs, even a Roth IRA, if the owner of the Roth has passed away. That's when a required minimum distribution happens for that. So if you're self-employed, if you have a business and you have a simple plan or a SARSEP or something of that nature, and you are of a certain age, 72 to be specific, your required minimum distribution needs to happen April 1st, of the year that you turn 72. So if you accept, actually, there's an odd little rule. If you turn 72 this year in 2023, your required minimum distribution doesn't actually happen until next year in 2024. It's kind of a little oddity there. But again, you've got to take out the required minimum distribution. And this is not something you would necessarily calculate. There are calculators out there online. You can go find it. But if you have an IRA, and that's where most of these come from, and you have a financial advisor managing your IRA, if you have not received your required minimum distribution, or if you don't know if you have, you need to get on the phone, call your financial advisor and say, hey, did I get my required minimum distribution this year? And if the answer is no, you need to take action now to make sure that transaction happens in 2023. Because if you don't, the penalty is a tax of 50%.
Ouch.
Of the amount that's due. So let's say your required minimum distribution is $5,000 this year in 2023.
What the hell, man?
And you don't take it, you're going to get taxed $2,500.
Is that a 50%. Shock treatment to make sure everybody catches
they
on?
Yeah, they want to make sure that you do this. So that's a pretty stiff penalty. And there are reasonable cause exceptions. And you get sick or you're in the hospital, and older people tend to have some more health issues, and sometimes they don't make the required minimum distributions. I like to encourage people to make this happen automatically. Set it up so it's coming out automatically. Yes, you have a question?
Yes, I do have a question. I want to parallel this with the ATF. The ATF has the authority to do certain things, not to make rules. When these 50% fees come into play, mm-hmm. who's making this? Is this legitimate? Just somebody off of a whim comes up with these
No,
ideas?
This is written into the IRC, the Internal Revenue Code. It's part of the manuals.
But which is that constitutional?
USC Code 26. It's all part of the code. It's all written in.
Okay.
Whether you agree or disagree, I mean, we could spend a whole show on that. But these are the rules. And I've seen this happen to people. My time at the IRS, occasionally I would get some letters that people were disputing this 50% penalty for various reasons. You know, they got sick, or their spouse got sick. Their spouse got cancer, and now they're in chemo treatment, and they're not thinking, "Oh, I need to take my required minimum distribution." These are real life things that are happening, and the IRS will waive that penalty. But again, you have to have, reasonable cause. And I've used reasonable cause to get rid of some other penalties for other clients. But again, your required minimum distribution, get on the phone with your financial advisor if you don't know or you're not sure that you've taken it. If you don't have a financial advisor, you're self-managing this, call who's ever managing it. For instance, Vanguard, they have a lot of self-directed type investments. So call Vanguard. Ask them to make sure that your required minimum distribution has come out. Another important tax planning, tax strategy here year end is something called tax loss harvesting. And in a nutshell, you sell your losing investments, whether those are stocks, bonds, crypto, EFTs, any of those multiple things. If some of those have taken a loss, you sell those to offset other things that have made a gain. So you are offsetting the gain by taking a loss with some of these sales. It's called tax and loss harvesting, and you have to do it now in 2023 before the end of the year.
Christine, side note
yes.
question.
Yes.
With your experience, I know there's going to be people say that taxes should never be, but in your experience, do you see what they do is fair, or is it like, this is crazy, but this since it's crazy, and that's the way it is, and if you don't follow the rules, you're going to get gigged.
Being the IRS?
Yeah. In your experience,
mm-hmm.
are things fair, or is it just like, this is crazy and you better be smart?
It is crazy. In terms of it being fair, that's debatable. Most people, by and large, don't feel it is fair. I mean, you ask anybody, are you being taxed fairly? The quick answer is, hell no, I'm paying way too much in tax, which is true. We all pay too much in tax. We don't have a tax problem. We have a spending problem in this country,
right.
Which generates all the tax that we have to pay. And so, that's not right, and that's not fair. But the IRS, to their credit, does try and level the playing field in terms of applying the law equally across the board. But, there's millions of people in this country. Some people have very experienced CPAs that use tax loopholes to pay less tax, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's the law.
There's nothing wrong with that, but why is the loophole exist in the beginning? Because politicians say, you vote me in, I'll make this special requirement. That's why if we just went to a basic flat 10%, 15% tax rate,
right.
you make money, I get 10 or 15% bottom line, and people would freaking love it.
Yes, I'm a flat tax person myself. I think it would work well, but my lone voice is not persuasive enough in Congress, and Congress is the one who, in fact, writes the tax bills. So as to why there's all these loopholes, that's, you know, the code is like, we'd fill this room with the volumes of things that have been written. The code does not shrink, unfortunately. So, again, if you want to contact me, I'm at 737-234-0196. I have a book out there. It's on sale. Makes a great stocking stuffer. I think one of our listening audience members said that. $7.99. It's a small book, but the stuff in this book is voluminous, and it's very powerful. So
I like it because brevity is the soul of wit.
Absolutely.
That's what you do with this book.
Which is what this is. So okay. What do we got? 30 seconds?
20 seconds.
20 seconds. Again, 737-234-0196.
If you can't remember, go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page. Christine's link is right there. What about the scan thing?
Oh, yes. I have a code. You could hold this up to the thing. There's a scan code on there. If you can capture that, you'll get a 30-minute strategy session with me. It's also on my website, my landing page, ChristineStevensonEA.com. Scan the code. Get on my calendar.
When we come back, Melinda Paliza from The Edge Barbershop in Temple is going to be talking to us about how she can clean up your face, shave your head. We'll be back in a minute.
Right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon is the place to go get your Nutrinipede for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA, using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850.
Welcome to the Little River Event Center, located in Cameron, Texas, on a privately owned working cattle ranch nestled alongside the running waters of Little River and Sandy Creek. This venue is home to all it takes to have an amazing event. Their warm, rustic, elegant vibe is sure to make your next celebration everything that you dreamed it ever would be. Call to set an appointment at 512-965-0477 or go to littleriverevent center.com. Call 512-965-0477 or go to littleriverevent center.com.
Yeah.
everybody, to the Aaron's High Cabin Rental Radio Program, coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox Studio right here in Cameron, Texas. So let Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and most energy efficient units you can buy. Inside baseball. Okay. Call Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252. In the studio with me, Melinda Palooza.
Paliza.
I'm sorry.
All right.
I got Luis. I got Luis Hernandez in here, the second from Aquaworks. I'm just, look, you know, I'm a 25-cent guy. Cut me some slack. But Melinda from the Edge Barbershop, one of our sponsors, she's in. She does a fantastic job. She's got a great
Team.
I was going to say studio, but
it's a great barbershop.
Barbershop.
Straight up, old-fashioned.
Talk to us.
Old-fashioned, treat you right barbershop where we use a hot towel, a hot lather, and a straight razor.
Now, CJ went there, and
I saw that episode.
I got him on video and stuff, and he's back there laying back, and she's just like,
I guess she had
no issues with him because his throat wasn't bleeding or nothing.
No, I mean, we shaved his head afterwards, and he was like, well, it was the best time he had. He said he almost fell asleep.
What are the highlights?
The highlights are you come in, you're relaxed, and you're offered a drink, whether it be a juice box or a whiskey. I have...
Let's stop. Melinda, you and I are talking.
Right.
I'm a dude, okay?
Right.
This is set up for a dude, isn't it?
This is absolutely set up for men. It's where men can come in and relax and be treated well. And so, you know, men go out and they have their honey-do list. And part of that honey-do list is your haircut and your shave because your wife doesn't want that hair on that ear and lower those ears. Well, now you can come over here and you can go and you get to go get your hair cut. Because women, we get to go to the salon and we're pampered and we're taken care of. And you know, I just wanted to make sure the men had a place to go to be appreciated. And they do manicures. We do manicures and pedicures. We call them hand and foot detailing. We have a 20-year...
That sounds much more masculine.
So
right?
Much
you
more.
We have a hand or foot detailing.
We do. And our master nail tech has been in the business for about 20 years, is very knowledgeable, and we lay you back, and you get some headphones and a whiskey, and, you know, that's about all.
I walked in there, and like, as soon as I walked in the door, I'm like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. This is ready to go. The colors are right. It's none of this pink.
It's all nice, dark.
It's grayish, blacks.
Grays, blacks, leathers, nice, deep, rich woods.
Bottles
of whiskey's hanging off the wall. I got probably anywhere from 8 to 12 bottles of whiskey on the wall at all times.
And you got pretty girls stroking your hair.
Oh, no, no, no. I mean, they're pretty, but we're...
Well, no, you're stroking your hair to get ready for a cut.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Legitimately. They're stroking your hair to cut the hair.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you beat that? And I was watching you do CJ there, putting on the beard oil.
Mm-hmm.
I'm picturing myself laying back in the chair. Young lady here is putting beard oil in my beard. It's comfortable. The music's playing. I got a shot of whiskey over here. I mean, mm-hmm. Come on. It's a dream for a guy.
And we actually curate our own beard oils in-house. So we know.
And I have bought some there, and and she smelled my beard. There it is, and it smells good. I like it. It smells good.
It does. Our most favorite is called Sundown and Crisp Morning.
I'm not sure which one I got.
I don't know, but they're all good. We have four of them. So we have, I think we have, what is it? Cedar Mills and Campfire Coffee.
Campfire. Okay. So how does somebody explain to how to get to you? Because I went both ways.
Right.
And there's only one way to get into you.
So there's two. So we're on 317 in Temple. We're at 6401 Temple, 317 in Temple. Suite C. You can come down off of Main Street in Belton and come in off of 317, or you can come off Adams on Tarver Road and come in through the parking lot of the Horizon Bank.
Okay, look.
But we're right next to Bell County Flooring.
When you come off of Adams and you turn left on 17, mm-hmm. that's the way you're coming from Temple. So mm-hmm. you have to turn at the Sunoco station at the traffic light.
Right, that's Tarver.
Because there's an island in the way.
There
but
is.
I was looking when I was passing by. I wanted to see what it took to get in. Did I miss something? Did I miss
so you can go down 317 and do a Texas turnaround and come back around.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
After the quarry.
What don't you do, or what do you do? Tell
so we do everything. So we, you know, we do straight razor shaves. We do beard sculpting. We do waxing. So your nose waxing your ear waxing.
Dude?
Absolutely, yes. Take the nose, ears, eyebrows.
Wild professor thing going on here.
Right? Yeah, we take care of you. You know.
It's not like woman waxing. It's the little wax.
No, we don't use Q-tips. We use popsicle sticks.
I'm not familiar. Or a popsicle stick, so it doesn't.
We stick
rip the
a yeah,
off,
you know.
So that makes more sense.
But it doesn't hurt that bad.
It's just a bad visual.
It does
what
not.
The
I mean, right? Off. So you know, our house drink is a cherry smoked old fashioned. The next door, we have our retail store, and what we do is something a little different for our community and for our patrons and our clients. We offer items that our clients make at home. So, smokers, artwork.
Smokers?
Yeah, for your whiskey glass.
Yes, okay.
Yes.
Yes.
So, whiskey smoke glass, we have...
Which one we're going there with smoke?
We have, tumblers, and we have all sorts of things that our clients actually make at home. So we kind of support our clients in that way too. So,
well, I'll tell you what, Melinda, you talked about the house drink, which was what?
It's a cherry smoked old fashioned.
Old fashioned.
What are we making today?
Why don't you help us? Because I wanted to promote George a little bit, because I think we got three bartenders here, right?
Right, right.
Very good. So what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take advantage of Melinda and use her bartending skills, and she'll give you an idea what she can do at the Edge Barbershop, but we're going to promote George here, because George has got access to everything, just like Christine was telling you. And we've got Jack Daniel's number 7 here, and we're going to be making a whiskey sour cranberry drink with garnish. So what we've got here, I'll tell you what, let's get this ice cube right, because the ice cube measurement is important.
There you go.
Christine, help me out. Make it flat, please. We want the ice cube flat, because that's
there
the measurement.
Go.
There we go.
All right.
All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching on Facebook, if you're not, I want to try and describe it verbally. We have a rocks glass with a large rocks cube in it. We're filling it up to about the top of the cube for the proper measurement of the jack. Now, over in that bottle, in that flask, we have sweet and sour. Go ahead and shake it up just a little bit for me. Sweet and sour is going in here. We're going to put a couple splashes of sweet and sour. Hold the bottle. Splash. Splash. Okay. Then we've got cranberry juice. That looks good. Oh, it gives it its color. Now, Christine, if you get the garnishes for me, that'd be great. We've got the cherry. We've got the cranberry garnish on a toothpick. And we're going to put that in there for the looks. And we've got the lemon garnish on the rim. And there you go. You've got a whiskey sour with cranberry juice, cranberries in it with a lemon on it. Would you like to be the tester?
To
see how it
tastes?
Okay, let's see what you
say.
Absolutely. Oh, there we go.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Try some
now the headset approves.
Yeah.
You gotta have a funky name for it.
Ah, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
While Matt's sampling that, if I wanted to get a gift certificate to the Edge, do you
absolutely
have gift certificates?
We do have gift certificates. And, you know, it is a holiday, so we would love you to come in and come get a gift certificate, and they are good for a year after you get it.
I'm okay.
So, and we just... And we just have our raffle drawing of our gun yesterday, and
the gun was a KSG. It was a Kel-Tec KSG.
Kel-Tec KSG.
You missed out there.
12-gauge double barrel.
Good.
And we had our winner yesterday, and he will be picking it up and transferring it to his name on Monday morning or at noon.
Do you plan on doing it more of those?
Absolutely. I want to do it another time. So all the proceeds go to scholarships and to helping children coming out of foster care.
What kind of scholarships?
A barber scholarship.
Ballers.
Yeah, barber scholarship. Trying to get the youth and those around us into the into it's a trade. You know,
Melinda, before we go to the break, can you explain the difference between who you are as compared to just a normal person who cuts hair?
So the difference with us, I believe, is our care and our attention to detail.
No, no, no. I didn't mean it. I meant the
a cosmetologist?
The ability to use a straight razor?
Okay. So the difference between a barber and a cosmetologist is essentially the straight razor and sanitation, so I don't get in trouble. but the difference is the straight razor, a cosmetologist is not allowed to put a straight razor to your head, your face, or your neck. They are only allowed to use a safety razor to the nape of your neck. And that's the difference between, because there's so many veins, so many nerves and other things in your head and your face and your neck.
So 20 seconds. So what you can do is basically what you see in the Westerns where
absolutely.
Somebody's shaving.
Straight razor shave. Absolutely.
Fantastic. Okay, look, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll have Melinda here still. You got some questions? Give me a call. 25. Everybody's fighting over the strength. Okay. 254.
When we come back, we're going to have a funny
254-697-6633.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop, we're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
A duo that's perfect together. That's Cox's Heating and AC and Lennox. Cox's Heating and AC is your local Lennox dealer, and we're committed to making your family's home comfort our top priority. With a wide assortment of Lennox products to offer, Cox's Heating and AC will ensure your home's air is perfect for your family. Call us today at 254-697-4252 to learn more about how you can experience expert service and care offered by Cox's Heating and AC. Dealer license number TACLB009432E.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Branch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Branch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran-owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5- and 6-inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
Until I find out you can legally have a gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Thank you.
everybody. This is Aaron's High Cab Adventure Radio program. Matt, your host. Give me a call, 254-697-6623. Having more fun than a person's allowed to have. You know what Rush used to say? Rush Limbaugh. Melinda?
Paliza.
Paliza, not Palooza. Paliza. Okay. Mm-hmm. And she's with the Edge Barbershop.
Yes.
Melinda, let's recap who you are real fast, what you do, how they can get a hold of you if they want, and how they can make an appointment.
Okay, so I am Melinda Paliza. I own the Edge Barbershop at 6401 Texas Highway 317 in Temple, Texas. Our phone number is 254-800-7370. And there you go. And you can make an appointment with us at TheEdgeBS.com. The BS is for barbershop. And we will take care of you, whether it's a straight razor shave or that all-famous mullet with your perm.
Now listen, ladies and gentlemen, each one of my people on here, my sponsors, are they've got status of their own right. But they believe in me, and they support me. And I need you to support all the sponsors who support the program. So if you're thinking about getting your head shaved, you need to check out Melinda first. If you got problems with your taxes, check out Christine first. If you got a problem with rain, I got Luis Hernandez in here, the second, with AquaWorks Rain Gutters. And this dude's got it going on. So we're going to talk to him. I'll tell you what. Colonel, I'm going to steal your mic for a second. Luis, come up to the microphone, sir.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
This is my Cuban American?
Puerto Rican. One island.
This guy, you want to talk about patriotism? You got to get people who weren't born here. I'm telling you, that's just the way it is. So, Luis, welcome to the program again. You were on here, a few months ago.
Yes, sir.
And who are you? What do you do? How do they get a hold of you?
Good morning, everybody. Beautiful weather outside. And yeah, I'm the owner of AquaWorks Rain Gutters in Temple, Texas.
Do you like beautiful weather or do you like sucky weather when it rains? Because it proves your point.
I'm a sunny guy. Even if it's cold and the sun is out. But if it's like gloomy and cold, I get like in that, what do they call it? Seasonal? Yeah. Seasonal depression, or fads. So I told my wife the other day about it, and she's like, "Yep, you got that seasonal depression." I'm like, "Nope." So I like the sun, just bright and
look. Beautiful. I want to make a comment about this guy. All the people on this program are phenomenal. Okay, they're all phenomenal in a common way, but each one has their own identity. Lewis here, he just decided, you know, gutters.
Yeah,
and he became a master of gutters. And my son happened to find you.
Yes, sir.
I looked at the gutters on his house. I go, damn, that's good.
Yes, sir.
And I called you, and you put them on mine. I go, damn, that's good. And they work fantastic. We got you on the show here. Yes, we talked about it. You got three or four clients just from the show the first time.
Oh, yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you got a rain gutter problem, this is the guy to call. Why don't you talk to us? How'd you get involved? What do you do? What can people expect from you? So on and so forth.
Yes, sir. So, I had the privilege of learning the trade back in 2011 after my service to our nation, beloved Woo-hoo! Nation, through the Army. Thank you, Colonel, also for your service. And I got the opportunity in 2011, and I never thought in my life I was going to have my own company. So, we hit our third anniversary this year. Yeah, so, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
This month, actually, we hit our third year, and I'm excited to be also have our first TV commercial coming up starting Monday.
That's great.
So Channel 6, NBC, KCEN.
For those of you who don't know marketing, you got to see it, hear it, speak it, write it down. And so he's doing what it takes to get it done.
And we have two excellent crews also, and we've been very busy. I'm very thankful for great service, great customer service. We have the highest 5-star reviews right now at almost 400. We're at 368 right now.
And, correct me if I'm wrong, but you have not one negative response.
Not one. I'm a firm believer that if there's a problem at hand, do not put it under the rug. Confront it, fix it, be straightforward with all your customers, no matter what.
Oh my gosh, what a revolutionary idea.
Yeah. Basically, don't sweep it under the rug. Just accept it, own it, and say, hey, sir, Mr. Betros, I'm going to fix it no matter what. That's what that's what customers want to hear. They don't want to hear excuses. Is get it done. Fix
Look,
it.
On my gutters, there was a delay in getting something because I knew there was a delay in getting something.
Yes, sir.
And you were fanatical
on coming over to the house, getting it right. You painted it yourself on a couple things to make it match all this kind of stuff. There was no rush. There was no panic. It was just you were like, I'm going to get this freaking thing done.
Yes, sir.
And I want to fix it. And you're happy? Yes, I'm extremely happy.
And that's one of the biggest things that, I mean, I watch news to a certain extent, but I hear a lot of talking and no fixing. So I'm a fixer guy, a problem solver. So if you have a situation in life, no matter what, fix it.
How does your wife think about that?
She likes it.
Women just like to listen, like you to listen. They don't want you to fix it. Isn't that right, ladies?
Yeah.
Just listen, don't fix it.
Yeah, so I'm learning the fine art of balancing. Okay. So work stays at work, and at home, then I'm like, hey. So I'm learning to separate both. But yeah, she's very happy. She's also the owner of the company, and I'm very grateful to have her as my wife and best friend. So,
talk about your business and what you have to offer.
So our business is located in Temple, Texas. We have a lifetime warranty. Our seamless rain gutters. We do offer commercial gutters too. So if there's anybody.
What's the difference?
A huge difference. It's just the profile. One is seamless. Commercial gutters usually come in sections.
Because it's so big?
The size. Mm-hmm. So we are. Baylor University contacted us recently for some commercial gutters. So we have lifetime warranty on our product. Basically, we do also leave cleaning of existing gutters repair. Leaf cover protection.
Here, I want to make a comment. You were looking at my previously existing gutters.
Yes, sir.
And you could see based on the area and the volume of water coming through that the gutter wasn't appropriate size for the volume of water to come down. And we changed that out and it works fantastic now.
Yes, sir, because back in the day, 5-inch gutters were like the most common application for homes. But now with the heavy rains and the big roofs that we have, we now have a larger profile, like a 6-inch profile. So that handles those heavy downpours efficiently versus a 5-inch, which 5-inch gutters do work well, but it's more for the smaller house depending on the pitch.
In the pitch, yeah.
So I like to provide a better product for quality sake. So 6-inch gutters is the standard now.
So I have a question for those that, you know, don't know gutters. The 6 inches that you're talking about, is that like, here's the roof line and the gutter goes out 6 inches, or it's like 6 inches in total? That
It's the 6 inches from the depth. And so it's actually from 5 to 6 is a big difference.
Well, let's be very clear. I think I know what you mean. Where the gutter's hanging on the roof line.
Yes.
From the roof line out to the furthest point. Is six. That the 6 inches?
Yes, ma'am.
How deep would it be? If it's 6 inches wide, how deep would it be?
I don't have the actual dimensions. And I apologize about I should know it by heart. And I'm going to put that in
mind. I don't know the IRS code by heart.
I should know the dimensions by heart, so I'll take a hit on that one. But yes, it's a huge difference, though, if you compare both sizes. So with a 6-inch gutter, I feel like for the same price as 5, then I'll give you customers a better product just for the sake of efficiency.
Now, you were talking about Leaf Guard. Let's talk about that.
All right. So, all the listeners out there, I have a good offer for everybody. So, anybody that calls us and books any installation of regular gutters or even cleaning or any service between now and December 31st, I will throw in the free Leaf Guard protection.
Explain what that is. I can see it on mine, but explain what it is.
All right. So, leaf covers, you see a lot of the commercials, leaf filter nowadays. I could tell you they are extremely too expensive. Way, way expensive, and that's a whole different story. We for a much, much lower price, we could provide the leaf covers on the existing gutters or new gutters with fall on hand. Right now, with all the leaves and everything, you don't want your gutters to be clogged. Mm-hmm. Because once they're clogged, then they defeat the purpose of having them. So I will throw, as a business owner, I will give out free leaf guard protection.
That's a nice deal.
Yeah, that's a really good deal. If you say, hey, Luis, we want new gutters, then I'll throw in those covers at no cost between now and December 31st.
Fantastic. So. Basically what it is, it's a screening or a netting on top of the gutter so that if the leaves get on it, they don't pack up and clog your gutters.
Yeah, because they'll pack up real quick and cake up, and next thing you know, you have, I've seen it, bushes growing out of the gutters. And
oh, my gosh,
yeah,
really?
I've seen all that.
You know, I've seen these other commercials. When I met you, all of a sudden things pop in my face more because, oh, gutter?
Yep.
And I start watching, and they make these comments about how the foundation can get messed up if the gutters are overflowing, which makes total sense. And that's because the gutters are clogged up. But with your leaf guard,
Your leaf guard prevents that problem.
So the main objective of the rain gutters is simply to protect the foundation of your home. How is that? Diverting the water away from... To divert it to the downspouts so that way we could shoot it away from the foundation versus having the water falling all around the house and then affecting the foundation. So what happens is over time, the foundation will start sinking if you don't have gutters, and then to level your home is going to be a lot more expensive.
Mm. On my particular home, you said it was necessary to do rain gutter, rain downspouts every so many feet. Is there a mathematical formula the way you guys do business?
We want to do at least every, the maximum 35 feet, 30 to 35 feet, we want to have them like distance wise, mm-hmm. if it's a 6-inch gutter, because that way the gutters don't get overwhelmed with too much water so it could exit.
Okay, very good. I got about 20 seconds here. Luis, reiterate how they can get a hold of you and what your special is.
Yes, sir. 254-392-9432. You can find us on Facebook. You can Google search us under Aquaworks Rain Gutters in Temple, Texas.
And you can also find it, if you can't remember all that, go to aaronsgunshop.com.
Yes, sir.
Go to the radio show page. His link is right there. Click on it. Boom. You're on the spot, okay?
All right.
All right. Luis, you're going to hang out with us. We're going to be doing some interesting talk, and we'll be back in 3 minutes. Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. Aquaworks Rain Gutters is veteran owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325 star Google reviews. 5 and 6 inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to aquaworksraingutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or aquaworksraingutters.com.
Until I find out you can legally have a gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney CJ Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number TACLB009432E.
Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop, we're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program, coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox Studio right here in Cameron, Texas. Let Cox's Heating and AC install Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and most energy-efficient units you can buy. Call Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252. Look, if you don't know David Cox, you need to... If you don't know him, you need to learn him because he's a great guy. Okay, he's got a great business. He's awesome. Check him out. Great sponsor of the program. I want to make a special announcement here. I have a home and self-defense training seminar. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. I don't know much, but this is one of the things I do know. And that is guns and how to use them. Okay? If you're a novice or a beginner, I have classes for you, but this is not it. This is for the moderate or advanced shooter who I don't have to teach how to use a firearm. All I have to do is teach them how to use tactics. Okay? So if that's your type of, if that's your thing, I got the thing for you. We're going to do it on January 27th, 2024. It's going to go over mindset and philosophy. And I just wrote a few things down here. It goes over so much. Gun safety and handling. That may sound basic, but it's not. Look, there's no redundancy when it comes to gun safety and handling. I don't care if you're an expert. You better handle the firearm well and safely, okay? Point shooting, which is key. Round robin malfunctions, which is awesome. Room clearing, which is probably necessary if somebody broke into your house. Quick reloads, just because you know your gun, can you handle it under stress? Move and shoot. You can shoot a piece of paper while you're stationary in a safe environment at a gun range at a piece of paper 5 yards away that doesn't move or do anything or shoot back. But can you shoot at something that's shooting back at you? Question. Check it out. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the High Cap Adventures page. Check it out. Give me an email if you have questions at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com. Now, look, before I get too much into the politics of things in this 30 minutes, next 30 minutes, I got Will Stevenson here. Will?
Aloha.
What's going on, buddy?
Oh, you're
an eligible basher one. Good looking stud, too. What the hell do you do, man?
So I travel the country doing maintenance and constructing television and radio broadcast towers.
If you remember Tom Cruise when he's on top of the big tower in Qatar, that's kind of what he does. I've seen pictures of him he's just chilling out, taking a nap, using beaners to hold him into place.
Carabiners.
Beaners.
Yes.
Beaners. Dude, get with the times, man.
For those of you who might, yeah, carabiners. Carabiners.
Beaners.
Yes.
That has a connotation for people south of the border. But anyway, I can remember climbing an old oil derrick. They used to have not portable derricks when they were doing oil wells in Oklahoma in the early 20s and stuff. But we're climbing that and made the mistake of looking up at the sky and the clouds going across the top of the tower. It felt like the tower was falling over backwards.
Oh, yeah, that's the best part. The heights is the best part. I love it. It makes you feel alive.
How high up are you climbing?
The tallest I've ever gone was about 2,000 foot down in Houston, over by the Sugarlands area.
And what's on these towers that you're building?
So they have the primary purpose of a broadcast tower is... That was going to fall. The primary purpose of a broadcast tower is to spread out the radio waves and the TV waves. So most of it's for television antennas, but occasionally we'll put up modifications such as like FM antennas, or we'll work on a tower much like the one right behind the studio that broadcasts AM. So
this is probably nothing to you.
Oh, this is a little baby tower. This is cute.
You know, it's funny. I've jumped out of planes, done all that kind of stuff, and I have a bat sonar problem. I don't have a fear of heights. I have a sonar deficiency. And let me explain that. If you're in a room, we're in this room and we're 10,000 feet up in the air and I can bounce my sonar off the walls, I have balance. Take the walls away, I've got nothing to bounce off. What is that? What's that called? Was there a movie about
Vertigo?
That? Vertigo? Is that what it is? I have nothing to bounce off and I start losing my balance. Oh, wow. And it's not a good feeling. So it's not that I'm afraid of heights. It's I can't seem to manipulate myself on heights. So what you do, it's incredible. I'm watching what you're doing. The ability to be up in the middle of nowhere in the atmosphere and doing what you're doing, it's incredible.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you. I think it's awesome. And honestly, like,
pay me later.
A lot of people say that, like, oh, I'm afraid of heights or I'm uncomfortable at heights. The thing that I tell most folks is that you just got to immerse yourself in the things that you're uncomfortable with or the things that you're afraid of, right? So if we all remember when we were young and we had bicycles and we had the training wheels, we rode with the training wheels, and then eventually it was time for the training wheels to come off. And there was that period of discomfort and fear, and, you know, you probably fell down a few times. But if you just keep getting back up on that bike and you just keep putting yourself in this dangerous scenario, then eventually you get over the fears and it just becomes second nature.
So there you go. That's a character of life.
How many times can you fall off a tower? Oh, never mind.
You can fall off one time.
Zero.
One time. It's not the fall that kills you either.
Yep. Sudden stop.
Very sudden stop.
All right. Colonel, I'll tell you what. Stand by and make your commentary as we do this. What we're going to do in the next probably 20 minutes, I'm going to go over all the articles that I've got here. We'll just talk about it. We can't really go into too much depth. If I had a five-day show, and ladies and gentlemen, if you want a five-day show, you need to put pressure on this radio station to say, hey, cut the crap with the automation and put Matt on. That's what you need to do. Okay. Am I right? Am I lying? If I'm lying, I'm dying. All right, let's see.
You have 4 minutes.
That's too complicated. Let's see. How about this one? This is great. I'm pretty sure I got this right. Dana White, isn't he the...
UFC?
Yeah.
Yeah, he owns UFC.
There you go.
Yeah, rich man.
Let me just read part of the article here. Dana White is standing up to support Tesla and ex-chief, formerly known as Twitter.
Well done.
Call it Twitter, too. Warning that meddling woke sponsors can go F themselves if they try to force changes in business practice to satisfy the sponsors' radical left-wing agenda. I was watching Elon talk, and the guy's asking the question. He goes, no, stop. I don't care. In other words, it's basically, he is saying, I like Elon because he's saying exactly what I say. Listen, you think because you're sponsoring me, you're going to change what I say? You can go F yourself.
What was crazy, I called out Bob Iger.
Yes.
Directly.
Bob, you in the studio?
He was just like, Bob, are you in the studio? I mean, nobody does that and lives. I mean, he's Disney.
Yeah.
Question. Would you rather have me, your host, go, well, let me succumb to the ways of what people want, and you, the listener, goes, well, I don't know. Was that Matt speaking? Or was that the person who put pressure on Matt? Let me assure you, what I say comes from me and nobody else. Just saying. Musk addressed advertisers that have cut off their relationship with X and told them to go F themselves. Go F yourself. Is that clear? He also accused these advertisers of trying to blackmail the company and to drive X into bankruptcy. While Whitehead revealed a similar statement. Early in November, he appeared on episode 470 of the Theo Vaughn's This Past Weekend podcast. On the episode, he revealed that the sponsor once contacted him, demanding that he remove the pro-Trump video he had posted on social media. Quote, I posted a video for Trump, right? On my personal social media. And one of our big sponsors called and said, take that down.
Your own personal social media. Like, that's wild.
Know what I said? Go F yourself.
There you go.
This kind of ties back into what you were talking about earlier about there needs to be more strong male leaders out there. What
yes.
Elon Musk is doing
yes.
when he says go F yourself is he's saying you don't have leverage over me. If you want to do business with me, you're free to do business. But if you have a problem with
That's
me, like you can't force me to do things.
Try to dictate my
that was so good, Will.
It's crazy. It's not even a business profile. It's a personal profile.
Yeah,
that's right.
Don't post that on your own beliefs, on your own page.
The audacity of somebody thinking they can say, I paid you some money. You need to do what I tell you. No, you can go F yourself. And ladies and gentlemen, look, I'm a Christian, all this kind of stuff, and I know I'm using the go F yourself. And I know that's one of those precarious situations. So what you have to understand is I do the best I can to refrain from going in that direction. But sometimes when you stub your toe, going, owie, doesn't cut it.
Hey, okay. Jesus got mad in the marketplace and turned over the tables, and he had been
fed
up.
And it was justified. It was justified anger.
It's all—it's all about enforcing boundaries, right? If somebody is doing something that you don't agree with, you don't have to do business with them. You don't necessarily, like, maybe saying "go f yourself" might be a little bit overboard, but if they're not listening to any of the other messaging that you're giving them, then that might be less.
Shifting gears here, Will.
Yes,
AOC wants to promote cavity checks.
Cavity checks.
You know what I mean by that?
Say yes. Yes.
AOC falsely claims all underage women will have cavity check examinations. That was me ad-libbing there. Genital examinations if men barred from women's sports. Let's think about this. Men want to dress up like women. Men want to pretend like they're women. They want to enter women's sports. And the first thing I'll say is this. Put a big L on your forehead because you're a freaking loser. Okay? Then AOC is saying, well, if you ban men out, then we're going to have to strip them of their clothes and check for their genitals to make sure that they're women.
Oh, wow.
Is that sick or what? Am I done?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done. We'll be back in three.
Welcome to the Little River Event Center, located in Cameron, Texas, on a privately owned working cattle ranch nestled alongside the running waters of Little River and Sandy Creek. This venue is home to all it takes to have an amazing event. Their warm, rustic, elegant vibe is sure to make your next celebration everything that you dreamed it ever would be. Call to set an appointment at 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com. Call 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Their product line speaks for itself and is carried by the largest distributor in the firearms industry. Jason Bain, the owner, has customer service that is second to none. And you will not find a single bad customer service experience or review of Backup Tactical anywhere. Why? Because there is none. Check out Jason's products by going to backuptactical.com or call 561-560-0850. You and your pistol will be happy you did. Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to bulldogautodetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Neutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. I've got Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS, still in studio. If you got a question, give us a call, 254-697-6633. The Colonel Rayford Brown, my wingman. Will Stevenson in here, the tower climber, tower jumper, tower, whatever you want to call it. And Shelby Meyer.
I jumped out of the tower. See, he fixes them.
Look, Shelby, I could not do this program without Shelby. Shelby is, no, I couldn't do it.
You know why?
Because you don't give me any slack. No, you just say, hey, time. 20 seconds. Okay. Let's go over some more news stories in the next 10, 12 minutes. Gavin Newsom. Governor Gavin Newsom of California. Listen to this headline. Toy retailers must have gender-neutral sections or face fines.
But what is a gender-neutral toy? You mean just like dolls? Ugh. That one's a crisscross.
I don't know.
I mean, because already toys are
there's no longer Mr. and Mrs. Neutral. Potato Head.
Yeah,
now
there has
it's
to
just
be a
potato head.
Rainbow potato.
No. You're going to have a Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head, but you better make a special section of whatever you want to be potato
or XYZ
head.
Potato. And you can't even call it a potato. If it wants to be a squash, you better still you've got to call it a squash. That'll be hilarious.
Perfect,
you have to have a potato, but it says identifies as a squash and you have to this is Mr. and Mrs. Potato and their son Squash.
By what
I mean, oh gosh, I said son.
Canceled.
So what does one do? Let's see. Major California toy retailers without gender... Okay, let me do this again. Major California toy retailers without gender-neutral sections will be fined hundreds of dollars. This is Assembly Bill number 1084, signed by Newsom in 2021, will be enacted on January 1st, 2024, and will require stores that sell child care items or toys for children aged, how old do you think?
One.
12 years or younger. To display a gender. Listen. I'm 60 years old. I can see the generations of children coming up. And you know what they want to do? Boys want to play in the dirt and girls want to dress up dolls.
They're not going to sell. These toys, they're not going to sell. Just like how Disney is in hot water, how none of their new movies are hitting anything. That's why Adam Sandler had to come out and do that whole interview about that Leo the Lizard movie, how it triumphed over Wish or whatever the new Disney movie is. It's because they're doing too much on messaging and not enough about the story. It's flopping. The movies, the toys are going to flop just like the movies. And everyone's just...
You used to be able to get away with having like... a teaspoon of messaging in with a gallon of content,
now
right? Now it's a gallon of messaging with like a teaspoon of content.
They're waterboarding us.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're flopping for it. And their movies
go woke, go broke.
Going under, and their toys will go under.
Listen, go woke, go broke, go awake, and make profit.
And make cake.
There you go.
If you're in California and you like it, you should stay.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, There's other places.
You're happy and you know it, and go back home.
Texas is full, though.
Please. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I got all this data in my brain, and so when I pull it out, sometimes I don't have the accurate places to go find it or the proper terminology. I know it. I just have to go research it again. And I say that because of this. Headline. Faith leaders pray over Donald Trump in Iowa. There was a meeting. Colonel, you might know this. A meeting of all the black religious leaders, and they say Trump is doing more than any person has done in this country. And it was the black religious leaders.
And the employment statistics during his first term, the blacks and Hispanics and other minorities, way improved over what they'd ever been under the Democrats.
So you have black people of faith. In this particular group, when I saw the video, it was just white people. It doesn't matter. I could care less about color. It's just because the headlines read what they read. You had a group of black religious leaders, and then you had people praying over Trump. They all just happened to be white. The point is this. You may not like Trump, but you've got these religious leaders out there. I'm hoping they got their senses right. And they're praying over somebody who's of a worthy person to pray over.
Did I miss anything?
No. Nope.
Colonel, was that pain or were you disagreeing with what I said?
No, it's just Trump has some lack of, I guess you would say, principles. He sometimes is a little bit goes with the situation. Abortion being one of the items, and in the past his family and stuff have been pro-abortion.
I can't argue with you. I can't.
But
I can't.
He does have principles, and he sticks to them. It's just they're not all agreeable with me.
But what's interesting about that, actually, is he did more for the pro-life movement than many Republican presidents in what he advocated for and what he supported. So he did tons of good work for the pro-life movement in general.
Republican does not mean conservative.
Correct.
Okay. Trump. I won't be a dictator if reelected, other than day one. Tuesday, during his Hannity televised town hall event on Fox News Channel, former President Donald Trump candidate, blah, blah, blah. Trump dismissed the claim overall, but in tongue-in-cheek manner, suggested that on his first day he would be a dictator. Here goes. Partial transcript. Hannity says, I want to go back to that one issue, though, because the media has been focused on this and attacking you. Trump says, yeah. Hannity, under no circumstances, you are promising America tonight, you would never abuse the power as retribution against anybody. Trump, except for one day. Hannity, except what? Trump, he's going crazy, except for one day. Hannity, meaning I want to close the border and I want to drill, drill, drill. Hannity says, that's not retribution. I got it. Trump, I'm going to be, you know, he keeps, we love those guys. He says, you're not going to be a dictator, are you? I say, no, other than one day. We're closing the border and we're drilling, drilling, drilling. After that, I'm not a dictator. Anybody got a problem with that?
No, because you know he'd do it too.
The worst dictators.
That's is he a dictator? He's closing the border. He's making us a country again. Right now, we're not a country.
He could justify that as a dictator. You can't, actually.
What does this mean? Biden to supporters. If Trump wasn't running, I'm not sure I'd be running. What does that mean? Go ahead.
I don't know if Biden's sure about a whole lot of things.
Nancy, is it okay if I answer this question? Is it okay?
That's your wife.
Not your sister.
Ooh.
There was an episode there. He got his wife and his sister.
Yes. Okay.
Look, Biden supporters, if Trump wasn't running, I'm not sure I'd be running. If he says I'm not sure I'd be running, why?
What does that mean? Yeah.
Does that mean I'm just too tired, I'm not capable, but because, you know, they're telling me you've got to run because we can't let them win, because if they win, then we lose our social agenda.
He's definitely not going to win. He's definitely not going to win.
You know.
He's the most popular president in U.S. history.
Shelby.
Shelby, let me tell you something. I was there on the 2020 election, watching it. I was promoting on my other radio show, mm-hmm. It's going to be a red wave landslide. And it was going in that direction, and all of a sudden, all the votes stopped.
I think you can
back me up on this. The votes just stopped. I go, I don't understand why they're not deciding it. And all of a sudden, the votes were reversing. I remember watching Chris Cuomo on the news. And right there it shows Trump winning and all of a sudden the numbers change. And Chris Cuomo goes, it's okay. It's okay. No, I guess it must have changed. Bravo, Sierra. I'm not talking the barbershop either. Republicans have a duty to launch Biden impeachment inquiry, House Speaker Johnson says, after he said there is no evidence to show that we should do an impeachment inquiry. Colonel, you know this more than I do. What's up with that?
Benjamin Franklin once said that he reserved the right to change his mind when he came aware of better information.
I don't know if I believe that with this one, but well, I saw a video of Johnson talking, and I go, absolutely, this guy is spot on. But then he says, I see no evidence to indict Biden for impeachment.
Well, but there's more stuff coming out every day, and these indictments on his son were carefully crafted, tried to avoid implicating his father. But I think they're going to go after the rest of the family, too. James is in plain sight.
I just want to point out, it's possible that Johnson is providing lip service here. He might just be saying things that sound good at the time, because, like, back when he had said earlier, I see no reason, he was probably going, and I'm assuming intention.
The only problem with that thought process is if he promotes it, then the public who are watching will get that into their brain. It'll be another element of the population to fight because they've been polluted with that information. So it makes me wonder, is he talking the truth?
Yeah.
Is he pushing the truth? Why would you, if you're trying to do the other thing, push that agenda for people to take in and hold on to? That makes sense?
Yes. So the thing that I would encourage people to do is don't listen to the words, watch the actions. So we'll see what Johnson does. If he's a man who does the things he talks about,
okay,
or otherwise.
Very good. Look, we're going to take a 3-minute break. When we come back, we're going to do True Stories of Self-Defense. See you on the other side.
Visit thekaytheater.com for information about movies, private rentals, concerts, and live theater. The K Theater in downtown Rockdale provides local access to entertainment and the arts. The K Theater Foundation is a nonprofit and survives due to the generosity of its donors and volunteers. Find us on Facebook at K Theater or online at thekaytheater.com for upcoming events. Located at 350 North Main Street, Rocktail, Texas, since 1947.
Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Their product line speaks for itself and is carried by the largest distributor in the firearms industry. Jason Bain, the owner, has customer service that is second to none. And you will not find a single bad customer service experience or review of Backup Tactical anywhere. Why? Because there is none. Check out Jason's products by going to backuptactical.com or call 561-560-0850. You and your pistol will be happy you did. Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop, we're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Fuel your morning with vibes as strong as Cloud9 Coffee. Locally owned and operated, our drive-thru is open daily. Try our signature flavors that can only be found at Cloud9 Coffee, like the crowd favorite, the Sopapilla Latte. Don't have time to come to us? Don't worry, we got you. We deliver Monday through Friday anywhere within the city limits of Cameron. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for updates for our newest drinks. You can see our entire menu online at cloud9coffeetx.com. Cloud9 Coffee, a little trailer with big flavor.
everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program, coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox studio right here in Cameron, Texas. Let Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the what? Quietest and most energy efficient units you can buy. So give them a call. Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252. This is the self-defense section of the program. We read stories of self-defense from, let's see, which one is this? This is the American Rifleman this month. Yeah. You got your Rifleman out there, December 2023, page 10, the Armed Citizens column. We're going to read these stories cold and figure out what to do and what not to do in situations like these. I will do the first story. A tow truck driver responded to a crash involving a bus and multiple cars in Chicago on October 3rd. According to reports, more than a dozen people had exited their vehicles when a man in a white Dodge Durango began firing at them for unknown reasons, striking the bus driver in the leg. The tow truck driver, who had a concealed carry permit, ducked behind the vehicle and drew his own firearm, then returned fire. The assailant fled the scene after the armed citizen had fired two shots. The injured bus driver, whom authorities believe was not deliberately targeted, was taken... Well, that's a boring story.
That sure was. I thought it was a mine. Mine dies.
That was a boring story. The only thing I can say positively is that the individual who had his concealed carry permit drew his firearm and stopped the threat.
Everyone's stable. No other injuries reported. That was weird. Okay, but now it's my turn. A 26-year-old man was at home in Chicago, Illinois on September 5th when a person allegedly entered without permission. The armed citizen fired at the intruder, striking him twice in the chest.
Yes.
Boom, boom. The suspect fled, but what? Was quickly... It was adrenaline.
Okay.
Chill out.
You got 10 seconds.
Yeah, the suspect fled, but was quickly located nearby and transported to the hospital where he died.
There you go.
Neighbors around the home said a family with children lives there. The investigation was still ongoing.
Okay, so what do we got? So what do we got here?
Well, they called it the gunfighter's golden 10 seconds. Even though you're mortally wounded, it takes the time for the deoxygenated blood to go from your heart to your head before you pass out. So I know the story of a police officer in Plano, Texas. The guy shot him, and he was mortally wounded, but he emptied his magazine 15 rounds into the guy.
I saw that video.
I saw that video, too.
That guy was determined. He said, I know I'm going to die. He had him all in the chest. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. All right, go ahead, girl. Or, who's next?
I don't know. Christine. You're running the show. Okay, five people.
Am I really? I don't know anymore.
Five people wearing hoodies entered a jewelry store in Manhattan Beach, California, a little after lunchtime on October 8th, and reportedly began a smash and grab robbery using hammers to strike the glass cases. An employee reacted by firing one shot toward the suspects, who then fled the store and escaped in multiple vehicles. No employees were injured. It was unclear whether any of the suspects had been struck. No arrests had been made at the time of the reporting.
Yes. Tell you what kind of gun in these cars.
You know, I'm glad you made that comment.
I've noticed that, yes.
Because when we read the stories from 1962,
they talk about the caliber, type of gun.
That made a weird noise in here. They're not half as detailed. They don't give people's names. They don't give the types of guns. They don't think they're good. These are boring.
That's because you know, the story is on. They're ongoing. It's not closed yet. This is partly why.
Well, it might also be just because they're effective stories where it seems like all the suspects are stopped in these ones. All right.
This is a long one. Can you handle this?
I think so. I don't know. We'll try my little peanut brain here. A man returned to his home where he lived with two women the night of September 19th in Mesa, Arizona, to find a U-Haul moving van outside and four masked robbers inside, two women and two men. The robbers reportedly attacked the resident, who drew his gun and fired once, striking the two female assailants, whereupon all the robbers fled. The man then found his...
Gee, that's manly.
Hey, it makes up for one of the previous ones where they shot and didn't hit anybody. He fired once and hit them both.
Yeah, hey, I mean, you walk into your house, you see people robbing the place. I don't really do a gender check when I'm drawing and firing in that 4 seconds of adrenaline. But anyways, Where were I? The man then found his two female roommates in the bathtub with several injuries from being beaten, pepper sprayed, and restrained with duct tape at their wrists, ankles, mouth, and eyes.
Jeez, that wasn't good.
All four suspects have been identified by police, one suspect reportedly confessing, and the two female suspects were being treated for their gunshot wounds. Charges were pending. It was also discovered during the investigation that one assailant had been in the home earlier in the day, pretending that he wanted to do some work for the residents, and had unlocked the back sliding glass door for easier entry when they knew the male resident had left and the two female residents were sleeping. Both of the female victims were expected to fully recover.
This is a very informative story.
Mm-hmm.
If you have somebody coming to check out your house, they could be checking out your house. Mm-hmm. Okay? So you got, ladies and gentlemen, you got to be prepared in every aspect. You got to be prepared if it happens. You got to be prepared before it happens. You got to be able to observe, hey, these people are scoping me out. Just got to be ready.
Well, and I just, you have to remember that this was his wife and sister that were living with him.
One more thing to note with all these stories is these are major, large cities. So we got Chicago, we got Los Angeles, Mesa, Arizona, Fort Worth, Texas, and Reno, Nevada. So just keep that in mind. If you live in a large city, that your risks are higher.
Colonel, take it away.
On September 28th in Arlington, Texas, a car dealership erupted into chaos when a former employee allegedly began firing a rifle in the new car area, making his way to the service area. One current employee told reporters, "I heard one of my friends say, 'Hey, he has a gun.' I look up and look him right in the face, and he has a blank, very calm face." Another current employee drew his own firearm and returned fire, stopping the attack and causing the assailant to retreat to the parking lot. Police arrived shortly thereafter, and since the suspect reportedly continued to act aggressively, shot and wounded him. The suspect faces at least two counts of aggravated assault against a public servant, one count of aggravated assault with deadly weapon. Texas is a constitutional carry state, and the employee was armed.
I'm wondering if the employee is going to get harassed mm-hmm. by the employer for having a firearm on the property. Mm-hmm. Remember I told the story about one time the pizza guy and the pizzeria fired him?
Yeah, he got in trouble.
Pizza delivery guy had a weapon to protect his cash box. Mm-hmm.
All right.
They fired him for it.
Last story. A 51-year-old man in Verde, Nevada, entered his neighbor's home around 3 a.m., armed and dressed all in black like an assassin. The homeowner told the reporters he had just enough time to grab his own gun and shoot the intruder, though he asked not to be identified. The intruder died at the scene. Okay, very good. Guy invades, guy picks up his gun, guy takes out the problem. That's the way it should be.
Well, there just about has to be drugs involved when a neighbor would go to his house dressed as all in black as an assassin. This guy's been puffing on something.
It takes a lot to rob your own neighbor.
Mm-hmm. I read a story one time. I think you were here, Shelby.
Or it's very dangerous.
Colonel, I know you were here. Mm-hmm. Where the neighbor breaks into his neighbor's house, goes upstairs to the master bedroom, lays with the wife. The guy gets up and goes, "What the hell?" Takes care of the intruder.
No, there was one where the woman was laying in bed, and it was her version of the story. And the cops were saying, well, she said that she woke up to someone caressing her, opened her eyes, and it wasn't her husband. So she turned around and said, "Honey, what's going on? How calm were you?" Or what? There was another one where he was stealing all of her underwear. It was crazy. We've read some
good story.
Ones.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's two ways to handle this situation. You can freak out, or you can maintain your composure and take care of the problem. Okay? Will, where's that story I gave you?
I got it right here.
Right here. Okay. Let me hit it up. How much time I got, Shelby?
You got 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Burglar shot by a homeowner during home invasion. One dies. Police apprehend homeowner. Three would-be thieves reportedly broke into a resident's home at 5 a.m. Saturday before he was confronted by the homeowner. Homeowner's fate now in the hands of city's liberal Soros-funded district attorney George Giscon.
Right.
a male homeowner in Los Angeles, California, who used a firearm to defend his home against armed thieves attempting to burglarize his residence, was detained and could face charges. Three would-be thieves reportedly broke into the man's home at 5 a.m. before they confronted the homeowner. During the botched robbery attempt on the home, where a grandmother and toddler were present, the homeowner shot two of the thieves, killing one as the other two fled, one of them leaving behind a blood trail that led to the getaway vehicle.
Wonderful.
Quote, the officer's preliminary investigation determined that approximately three or four armed males in their 20s
armed
entered the home with the intent to burglarize the location. LAPD wrote on X, formerly known as Twitter.
It is California.
A suspect pointed a weapon at the victim while the suspects were inside the residence. The victim produced a firearm and shot, and the shooting occurred. So here they go. Look, I got 20 seconds. California, home invasion, self-defense, and they take you to the jail cell.
I don't know what the assailants were being
charged. Now, don't get me wrong. Law enforcement, I understand. You have to go through procedure. I get it. But I'm using this article for factual information, and the way it makes it sound is you're making this home defender sound like he's a criminal. We'll take a break. Be back in three.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
High Cap Adventure Radio program. Matt, your host. Give me a call, 254-697-6633. I want to once again promote what I'm doing out here on January 27th, 2024. It'll be a home and self-defense training seminar. And ladies and gentlemen, there's novice, moderate, advanced. This is for the moderate or advanced shooter. I don't have the time, and I don't mean this disrespectfully, I don't have the time to train you on how to use a firearm. You must know how to use the firearm, but want to learn how to use tactics. That is what I will teach you. So January 27th, that's the deal. Mindset philosophy, gun safety and handling. It's never redundancy when it comes to gun handling and safety. Point shooting, which is vital. Round robin malfunctions, vital. Room clearing, vital. Quick reloads, vital. Move and shoot, vital. Aaron'sGunShop.com. Go to the High Cap Adventures page or to sign up, or go to Aaron'sGunShop@gmail.com if you've got a question to ask.
And there is hardly anything that's worse than being in even an airsoft fight, yep, and your weapon malfunctions. It is a very hollow feeling, and you really want to study on what to do about it.
I don't know if I should say this, but I'm going to say it. You could go to different places in the country and spend $3,000 for what I'm going to teach you for a fraction of the cost. It's your choice. Whatever you want to do. If you want to go, oh, I went here, or hey, I went here and I got this kind of training. It's your choice, your call. Whatever it is. Limited seating, 10 seats, going fast. Email aaronsgunshop@gmail.com, and we'll get you squared away, okay? Let's go over the final articles that I've got here and the final time we've got for the show.
Got some announcements, too.
Yeah, we'll do that right before the end, Colonel. Let's see. Let's do these two first. Biden, climate czar, John Kerry vows to shut down coal plants in U.S. to fight global warming. Yet here's China opening up a coal plant in China and India and all this kind of stuff. It's not us, ladies and gentlemen. That's where it goes back to what the Colonel constantly says. The socialist Illuminati agenda is to shut us down because we're so productive.
And that's remember, carbon dioxide is only 4% of greenhouse gases. Of the carbon dioxide, 4% is man-made. And of the man-made, 4% is made in the USA. If you completely eliminated the United States, it would make no difference at all, and it would actually increase because the people that would take our place are dirtier than we are.
Let's put it down in more simpler terms. The garbage patch in the Pacific. Do you know where 90% of the plastic in the garbage patch in the Pacific comes from?
Probably from the rivers out of China.
Yellow River. China. Yellow River. What do you do, ladies and gentlemen, when you're so uppity, and then you find out this fact, do you continue to say uppity to go, oh, I didn't know that?
No, they don't believe it.
Well,
they don't.
Dead on for it. Whether it's true or not, it follows their agenda.
Yeah.
And the Paris Climate Accords, all the money comes out of the United States, which is the cleanest member of the group.
That's right. For the size and population of this planet, what we do, we're the cleanest people on the planet.
And the countries that are the biggest polluters aren't even addressed till after 2030.
Okay, so saying all this, guess who says something? Trump. Trump blasts Kerry's climate activism for destroying our country. He has to be stopped, and I totally agree. Look, Kerry is a piece of crap. This guy... I'm on a family radio show. This guy is a piece of crap. This guy, I've been watching from the get-go of this guy. He's a piece of crap. If you don't know his history, then shame on you, okay? Study looks to inoculate against climate disinformation. The Colonel has been on this program multiple times explaining how this climate works. And look, me being the 25-cent guy in the room, I understand it. Ice cores, ice samples. You can't argue the ice samples. And what it is, they drill down and it goes, what, Colonel, thousands upon thousands of years? It's just like
600,000 years of ice age.
It's just like looking at a tree. You cut it down, you can see when a good season was and when a bad season was based on the rings. It's the same thing with the core samples. You can say, hey, at this particular time, there was this. At this particular time, there was this. And people, they push that to the side and say, oh, the polar bears are drowning.
Well, and they used the last 150 years of recorded, of the manually recorded history, which is like looking at the world through the history through a soda straw.
Yeah, because I use the analogy, if everybody listening to me would just look at the far wall where they're sitting, just look at the far wall. It's probably about 12 foot across. And if you go from the left to the right, left being the beginning of time, correct me, stop me when I'm wrong, Colonel. The left part of the wall being the beginning of time, the right being current, the amount of time samples that we have is probably a half an inch off the right wall.
That's true.
So
it's just and then the part that's recorded by humans. Humans are very short.
Short.
And it's just amazing what these people make up.
Look,
it's all about control, money, and taking out the United States.
A person who's not a Christian can admit that the Earth is older than 6,000 years.
Well, time is relative to the observer, and I don't take this, they don't literally mean the days and nights as they are trying to explain that. And when they say man was created, they weren't talking just about Adam, they were talking about the people.
I want to clarify this. If you're non-Christian, you can understand, hey, this planet's a lot older than you think it is. In the Bible, it clearly says, for every day is 1,000 years. 1,000 years is a day. And I did this, and I multiplied this. Let's just say God says, hey, my schedule is every day that happens, it's really 1,000 years. That's 360,000,
3,655.
Yeah.
Math is big.
It's big, okay? So you can go back that half a million years or half a... I'm not good at math.
It's not.
How
math
it's 25-cent guy. Quit doing the math.
I need to get you a shirt that says that.
The point is, I don't even know what the point is anymore. All right, study looks to inoculate against climate disinformation. Why is that? Because they have an agenda.
They have an agenda.
And it's people like us that go, Sector 5 is hot. We need to send a drone out because they're pushing truth information.
Well, why is it that they always wanted to define what's the real and what's not? Instead of letting science, which is always flexible and always questioning, there is no fixed science. Fixed science is propaganda.
Yeah, and that's what this whole thing is. Is it like if you just look at the language in this study, it's all a bunch of an emotional manipulation. That's what this is.
All right.
Emotions.
I got 2 minutes. Let me get a whole bunch of stuff right down here. No. Okay. Notorious mobster stunned by latest Hunter Biden allegations. Mind blowing. He's basically saying, who is this guy? Salvatore Sammy the Bull Gravano. Man, talk about a name. He's talking like this. He's saying, I can't believe this. This is incredible. This is mind blowing. Hunter Biden does all this crap and he's just out there. Mobs like us, we'd be in prison for life, okay? I would rather this country be run by this guy than by who we got now. If you think about it, mobsters,
they got a code.
They go, look, hey, I'm here, you know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to take a percentage of what you got, okay? You do what I tell you, you'd be all right. These people, they go, we're going to take big percentage. And I don't give a damn how you end up. All right. More young Americans doomsday prepping for 2024 election. System not as stable as we assumed. Yeah. 40% of Gen Zers. Gen Zers?
Gen Zers.
reported making an emergency preparedness purchase in the past year.
I want to know what they consider to go into the emergency preparedness.
Batteries.
Vapes.
Batteries for their... Colonel, you got an announcement, right, buddy?
All right. Tea Party. The Temple, Central Texas, and the Belton Tea Party is having their Christmas party on the third Tuesday, the 19th, 6 p.m. That's earlier. That's 30 minutes earlier than normal. So pay heads up. 6 p.m. Harris Community Center. They're on North Alexander Street in Belton. It's potluck for sides and desserts. The tea party is going to furnish some ham and some drinks and things like that. And there's going to be some entertainment. Magical Grandpa, who's kind of a humorist as well, is going to be on there.
Christine, thank you for coming on.
Thank you. Call me at 737-234-0196. Let's talk about your IRS problems or your cash flow in your business or your personal finance.
Will, what's your number so when the hot ladies want to call you, they can call you?
You can find all my stuff at linktree.com/Will Stevenson.
All right. You'll have to go for the replay on that one. Shelby, thank you very much for what you're doing. Everybody, all the special guests that came on the program, listeners, the whole works. I can't thank you enough. I couldn't do it without you. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll do it all over again. Until then, God bless. Keep your powder dry.